news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A monster of a storm is beating up on the Pacific Northwest.
A bomb cyclone hitting the Pacific coast from Northern California up to British Columbia has left hundreds of thousands of people without power. Authorities are asking residents to stay off the roads after gale force winds downed trees and power lines. In Issaquah, east of Seattle, Como News talked with Wendy Harrington after a cedar tree fell on her house.
It felt explosive, or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass. Everything was just very loud. I thought the whole wall was coming down.
In Linwood, Washington, South County Fire reports a woman in her 50s died when a large tree fell on a homeless encampment. I'm Jennifer King.
Given her background and education at the state level, President-elect Trump has chosen former WWE executive Linda McMahon to serve as education secretary. Pulling a 180, President Biden approving sending anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine for deployment against Russian troops.
This is a decision to allow Ukraine to use landmines, which are described by the Pentagon and by the White House as of the non-persistent type, which means we're told they will essentially self-destruct within a matter of hours or days because they are battery-powered, and when the battery runs out, then those mines no longer function. But of course it is controversial. More than 150, I think, countries have signed up to a treaty banning the use of landmines. The U.S. is not party to that treaty. I understand that Ukraine has agreed not to use these mines in densely populated areas and also to use it within Ukrainian territory.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford. Ford will cut 4,000 jobs in Europe and the UK. The automaker cites disruption from the shift to electric vehicles combined with stiff economic headwinds. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 92 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Stouffer Legal. Maryland State Delegate Nino Mangione hosted a town hall regarding the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project Tuesday night. He's been an opponent of the 70-mile power line project that would cut through Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. And the meeting at Hereford High School included an attorney from Save Our Community to answer questions from residents and help them to understand their rights if the project ends up moving forward. The Public Service Enterprise Group plans to submit its development app to the Maryland Public Service Commission by year's end. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has joined a bipartisan coalition of attorneys general calling on Congress to pass the Kids Online Safety Act. The coalition wants to see the legislation passed before the end of the year, stressing the urgent need to address the crisis of youth mental health linked to social media use. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business. So don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So 10 games into the season, and the Ravens have confirmed some personnel moves in an attempt to solve their back-end issues on defense. Until further notice, the starting safeties are now Kyle Hamilton and Ardarius Washington, with Marcus Williams and Eddie Jackson relegated to the bench.
Yeah, that was a plan going in. Those two guys, we were trying to attack some issues that we had in the back end, as everybody knows, and I thought they played well back there.
And with Arthur Millett now out, the Ravens made a move yesterday, signing veteran defensive back Desmond King to their practice squad. Orioles news, as expected, Corbin Burnes and Anthony Santander have rejected the Birds' qualifying offer of $21.05 million. It does not close the door on the Orioles re-signing either, but if they don't, the Birds will receive a supplemental draft pick. NBA hardwood last night.
Ball control here, Brown with Niang on him. Brown spins, Brown hangs, Brown scores!
Mike Breen had it on TNT. The Cavs' 15-game winning streak to start the season is over. The Celtics beat him at the Garden 120-117. Jaylen Brown with 17, Jason Tatum with 33. And in college basketball, Canisius probably shouldn't have been on the same court with Maryland last night. 108-37 the final. The 71-point margin was the second largest in Maryland history. At one point in the first half, it was 52-6. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
There is rain on the way, some cooler weather as well, a few showers, but that's it for this afternoon. 64 the high. Showers and storms overnight. Tomorrow's dry, only 52 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 54 in Westminster, 54 in Easton, and 53 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Gosh, you know what? In the Baltimore region, it was another bad day for traffic this morning on my way in here. So if you haven't left the house yet, you might want to give yourself a couple extra minutes if you are near the JFX or just on the road in general, okay? I tell you what, people, pay attention. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. One being the OIG report here in the city of Baltimore in regards to safe streets. We also still have juveniles that are continuing their chaos. We're going to get into that. Also, in case you missed it, you had two of the 9 appointed school board commissioners resign. And it's interesting because I thought they resigned for one specific reason. And then I went to go look at the story and they resigned for something completely different. So we'll get into that. Also, Congressman Matt Gaetz, still the most Googled man in America. That's right. He's on, what is he, on day 6 now? Matt Gaetz cannot catch a break. I tell you what, there are a lot of people after him. And we're going to talk about the latest. I just, you know what, every time I see something come out about Matt, it's just like, it's like this slow drip. And, you know, when you've looked at the history of politics, if there was something there, they would just drop it. It wouldn't be this slow drip, this, you know, let's get the ratings out of this. Let's get people hyped up. Let's, you know, get Matt Gaetz on guard. Let's have The View discuss it. It wouldn't be like that. If there was a there, they would drop it like a bomb. And we haven't seen that. But we're going to get into what this now hacker claims. And what's so interesting about this hacker story is I'm reading it, and nobody says, you know what, wait a minute, we have a hacker? No, nobody says that. Nobody says, wait, the Ethics Committee's investigation has been hacked? No, they're saying, oh, wait, what does this hacker have? I'm like, wait a minute, we have a hacker? The Ethics Committee? The federal government? Does no one care about that piece? No, we're more focused on Matt Gaetz, of course. So anyways, we're going to talk about that. Also, Governor Wes Moore, he hires a very expensive consulting firm. I don't know if he thinks that our tax dollars are really his personal piggy bank, but that's how he kind of spends the money, it seems. And so if you know that you're already going towards a fiscal crisis in Maryland, why would you hire one of the most expensive consulting firms in the country? I don't know. I really don't know, but we're going to talk about that also. Real quick, like I said, we're going to get into the OIG report here from Isabel Cumming in regard to Safe Streets. Now, this audio is a bit long. I know. But it's worth every second because, remember, you've got Mackenzie Frost over there at Fox 45 that has been digging into Safe Streets for years. And she's been uncovering a lot, and she's been doing a very good job at figuring things out. And every single time, Mayor Brandon Scott will say, oh, well, we're not going to let this, you know, derail the work. So we're doing it. We got to continue the work. And I'm so sick of the lip service from him. I really am. So we're going to continue the work. But at almost every turn, there is some kind of corruption. I mean, literally, this organization has been raided by the FBI. The FBI! We know that there's drugs, there's guns, there's gang members. All of these things are related to one another, and they all have to do with those that work at Safe Streets. And I'll also point out, if you think about those members of Safe Streets that have been killed over the years, do you know there's not one person serving time for their deaths? I mean, come on. This is supposed to be an agency that is all about fighting crime. They're about working with the public, right? They apparently have all these ears and eyes on the ground. You're telling me you haven't found a murderer of those that killed one of your own? Really? I'm going to give my take on Safe Streets, but I want you to take a listen to this audio, and then we'll get into it.
So we're talking about this report that outlines that Monzi, or the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, was using fake names attached to vacant Safe Streets positions to submit to the city's spending board for approval. And we're talking about names like Lemur Jackson II, Merlin Humphrey, Allen Iverson. And no, right now we know that no city dollars went to these fake people, but it's still raising questions about how something like this could have happened in the first place.
The latest report from the city's watchdog shines a light on the darkness within the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. The investigation, sparked by a hotline tip 2 years ago, shows contracts for Safe Streets positions were approved with fake names. Safe Streets is the city's flagship gun violence prevention program, and one Mayor Brandon Scott routinely supports. This chart shows some of the names the Office of Inspector General found linked to these positions funded by tax dollars. Names like Lemur Jackson II, Allen Iverson, and Merlin Humphrey II.
We learned that that is in itself a broken system.
Isabel Mercedes Cumming, Baltimore's IG, says no funding was actually given to these fake people.
They don't actually get the money till they submit invoices, till they submit payroll. Now, those we went through with a fine-tooth comb as well, and those persons were real.
So the money that was attached to these fictitious names did end up going to real employees.
Correct.
The report shows Monzi employees were telling the nonprofits running the Safe Streets locations to use fake names. Writing in one email in 2022, quote, off the record, neither Monzi nor the audits team will verify the individuals, so we really just need a name that doesn't sound fictitional. The OIG says it believes the use of fake names to get contracts approved may have been going on since 2020, shortly after Shante Jackson was named Monzi's first leader.
Do you believe that she knew what was happening with these names?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Is that why she left City Hall?
I don't know. I don't know. But I think it was well known with everybody that they were just putting in what they call placeholders. So, and they wanted to move the money as quickly as possible.
Jackson announced her resignation in May 2023. We tried to question her about why she was leaving, but she never gave us a clear answer.
I know that you announced your resignation, you're planning to leave. Can you say where you're planning
to go? Let me stop right here.
Okay.
Never, ever will I prioritize any news about me over top of news about our young people.
That's why I didn't ask her in the press conference.
So we can save that question for a time when I'm ready to share it. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
We questioned Mayor Brandon Scott Tuesday about the concern for potential misuse of tax dollars.
I want to be very clear that there is no evidence of financial mismanagement. We firmly maintain that the Hanley's contracts, which was entirely unacceptable, and the issue has been addressed with the Monsey staff responsible directly. But we maintain that there was no financial mismanagement.
Has anyone lost their job or been disciplined for that?
Yes, someone was relieved of their duties from Monsey as a result.
And is this why the city refuses to turn over the names of the Safe Streets workers?
I think that this is apples and oranges, Mackenzie. That's a great try. Again, the city, the employees that do the Safe Streets work, they are not employees of the city. I can't tell you guys enough that I cannot legally give out someone else's employees' information.
The city funds the program, though. You could put it in the contracts that the organizations do release the names.
I think that, Mackenzie, I'm not a lawyer, you're not a lawyer, but there are protections for people and organizations that would go over top of any contract like that. And again, we are not going to be releasing the names of people that don't work for us, especially people who do things that a lot of folks just wouldn't do, and that's put themselves at risk.
Mayor Scott doubling down on the city's commitment to the Safe Streets program and ultimately will not release the names of the workers.
Do you think that it's important for the city to be more transparent about who the people are that are getting tax dollars, whether it's directly in a city employee or through a contractor like this?
You're asking the Inspector General. Of course, I find that transparency and accountability is a pillar of good government.
Now, we do know that there is a state law on the books that prohibits any false information on public records. I asked the Inspector General if she believes that any Monsey employees broke the law. She says that's not her area or wheelhouse to determine, but we do know that the findings of this report were turned over to law enforcement. I also reached out to Catholic Charities and LifeBridge Health, the two nonprofits operating the 10 different Safe Streets locations across the city, to ask them what they knew about this and if they too were concerned, and if they were, why did they go with this plan to use fake names for vacant Safe Streets positions? So far, we haven't gotten an answer, but when we do, we'll let you know. Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45 News.
All right. So, like I said, it was a bit lengthy, but it was worth every second because you have to look at how we're following this, right? And we're going to get into the history here of Safe Streets, but I want to ask you a question. At this point in time, do you think Safe Streets should be shut down? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You can also text me through the text line if you haven't already. Download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store. You can text me right through that app. It comes here live in studio. How many more stories do we need to hear about Safe Streets? How many more times do we have to hear about something corrupt or crooked happening at Safe Streets for them to shut it down? You've had employees, well-known high-profile employees like Dante Barksdale that have been killed while being a Safe Streets worker. And remember, Garrick Powell was the name of the guy that they suspected that killed Dante Barksdale. He went to court. He was tried, and the prosecutor, of course, was State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby at the time and her team, and he was acquitted. And the jurors said that they could not make out the video, and there was something else that they were saying. Oh, the gun that was in the car with him. They didn't actually swab it for evidence, so they couldn't actually say that it was Garrick Powell's gun. Like, at this point in time, do you need anything else shady to happen for you to say that Safe Streets needs to be shut down? Now, also on top of this, we know Mayor Brandon Scott has decided to institutionalize, as he said, Safe Streets, and he's going to add more money into Safe Streets from the budget from the city, taxpayer dollars, right? But he also is now taking control of the police department, which in my view, he's not said this, this is me taking a guess, he is going to transfer some of that budget from the police department to Safe Streets. He believes wholeheartedly in Safe Streets. Is it because he believes it works? Or is it because he has no other choice? And that's what I want to get into. I want to get into where you stand on Safe Streets and how you feel about this organization. Again, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. There's just such a long history of shadiness here. And unfortunately, when it comes to Mayor Scott and the way that he dodges some of these questions, you know, as he heard there, he says there's no evidence of financial mismanagement. That's a great way to say that, yeah, something happened here. But financially, we're in the clear, right? That's a great way to say it. He's a great politician, even without his media training. All right, we get back. I want to hear from you. Coming up now, we've got Tim Herb with the RBC Wealth Management Group. He's got today's Morning Market Flash, which you can hear every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this very time. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tim. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on again here this morning for another edition of the Morning Market Flash. As you just said, here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WCBM Talk Radio at this time frame, and looking forward to it. So for today, stock futures actually are ticking slightly higher than the last level reported. They remain modestly above Tuesday's close yesterday. Kim, there's no big directional drivers, I think, in play. Although today we have the widely anticipated third quarter results and guidance from chip maker NVIDIA after the close today. And I think Wall Street is expecting another strong quarter driven by some of the robust demand for artificial intelligence. So I think some of the usual talk of the stretched positioning of the stock is present, and some uncertainty, I think, surrounding the timing of their Blackwell ramp. But geopolitics also in the headlines again here this morning. Reuters reporting that Putin is open to ceasefire talks with Trump, though he will not make any territorial concessions and insist that Ukraine scrap efforts to join NATO. We also have Mark Rowan has emerged as a top contender for the Treasury Secretary and will meet with Trump today. That does follow recent reports that former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh was the front-runner for the job. Nothing else on the U.S. economic calendar, though, for today. We do have, however, Kim, Fed's Barr, Cook, and Bauman are all going to scheduled to speak today. The Treasury is selling $16 billion worth of 20-year bonds. And this coming Thursday, tomorrow, will bring initial claims, Philly Fed manufacturing, and existing home sales. So there we kind of have a recap here for this morning's activity. I do want to remind the listeners, if they are looking to gain some information on the current Medicare enrollment period, we are doing an event, the ABCs of Medicare, on Tuesday, December 3rd. Give us a call if you'd like to RSVP to the event, 410-316-5320. There you have it for the Morning Market Flash. We'll be back Friday. Thank you, Kim.
All right, Tim. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you Friday.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right, we're back here talking about the OIG report. And, of course, Isabel Cumming has been on top of it, along with Mackenzie Frost at Fox 45. And the headline this morning is Baltimore OIG report finds fictitious names in SafeTrade's program contracts. Again, I just want to reiterate that that is, in fact, illegal. You cannot have a public record of one name and then have a different name in which the taxpayer dollar goes towards. And that's why I talked earlier about my opponent there, Johnny Osheski, and that secret pension payment that he had with Philip Terabasi. Somebody in his office actually went into the file and changed Philip Terabasi's name to Philip Doe. That is illegal, and I hope that the IG in Baltimore County is figuring that out. Kelly Madigan, really hope that you are, because, again, somebody has to be prosecuted over that. You cannot change the name in public record. Now, when Mayor Scott was asked about it, he says there's no evidence of financial mismanagement. Possibly there isn't. But there is evidence of changing the name, and there is evidence of people knowing about this, and there's lots of evidence that even the auditor seems to, they even knew about it. This is a problem. Now, I also have an issue with the fact that Mayor Scott says that he cannot release any names or any information because Safe Streets itself, the entity itself, isn't under the city, right? Even though Monzi oversees it, and Monzi is in City Hall in the mayor's office, but because they're under LifeBridge and Catholic Charities, you know, people have to go through them to get information. Here's what I'll say. You know, I ran a nonprofit for 8 years. I had payroll. I had a lot going on over there. At Potential Me was the name of the nonprofit. And if somebody ever wanted to come in and open the books at my nonprofit, guess what I have to do? I have to open the books. As a nonprofit, to be tax exempt, the IRS requires you to have information updated and on hand, and anybody at any time can walk in that door and ask to see your information. So I do wonder if you were able to see names. Here's where I'm going to go, then I'm going to get to you guys, because if you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I see text messages coming in as well. Here's my thoughts on this, and you might not agree. But I believe that this is a criminal organization hiding a criminal gang. That is what I believe. I could be totally wrong on that. Again, that's Kim Klasick's belief. Okay? Nobody else here is saying that. That's my belief. I believe because there was the raid by the FBI at the Beller Edison location. I believe because at the Brooklyn Day shooting, remember when all that happened? Safe Streets, they were there at Brooklyn Day all day long. They just coincidentally all left, all of them, all the Safe Streets members that were there, they all left right before the shooting took place, where you had 30 people shot and 2 people killed. If you go back to that story, when it came to the Brooklyn Day Massacre, is what I call it, because it was the largest mass shooting in Baltimore's history, right? It's crazy how that's still not making that many headlines, even though it was the largest mass shooting. Anyhow, Anthony Brown was an 18-year-old that ended up getting arrested along with Tristan Jackson. Tristan Jackson was a guy that was at Mervo. I don't know. He was, I think, still 16, 17 at the time, possibly still enrolled at Mervo. I don't know if he was going. But they found out Tristan Jackson was at that party because he had an ankle monitor on his leg. And so when they finally checked it over at DJS, they said, oh, wait, Tristan was there, right? It was like 2 days later. Well, Anthony Brown, the 18-year-old that was with Tristan, apparently he admitted to shooting at 3 people. He said to the police, I was shooting at 3 individuals specifically, though he missed all of them. And he ended up shooting into, like, there was a cafe or something over there. There was all this going on at once, right? So he ended up hitting other people that had nothing to do with it or whatever beef he had. But he specifically shot at 3 people. We never got the names of those 3 people, right? Now, you had intended targets. The police, after that, told us that they were still searching for at least 6 people. Based on the ballistic evidence at the scene, they believe there could have been about 12 different guns that were fired at that massacre. Okay? They were still looking for at least 6 more suspects. Nothing else came after that. Here's what I believe. I believe Mayor Scott knows a lot more about what's going on at Safe Streets than he wants everybody to believe. I believe when they found out, and I say they, Mackenzie Frost and others at Fox 45, when they found out that that FBI raid at Beller Edison could be connected to the BGF gang, I believe that is absolutely true. I believe that Mayor Scott most likely knows that there are individuals over there that are connected to BGF, if they're not BGF themselves, okay? I also believe that this was no mistake and they weren't putting these names as a placeholder. Lamar Jackson, you know, Marlon Humphrey, whatever they were using. I don't believe it was a placeholder. I believe that those names were put there because they knew exactly which BGF members they were going to bring in to then pay on salary. That is what I believe. I don't believe that they were just holding places and they couldn't find enough criminals, felons, ex-cons to work at Safe Streets to make possibly 50 grand a year. Are you kidding me? There are many ex-cons that would love to make 50 grand a year. But they had to put those names in there because they don't want to reveal who exactly these individuals are. Do I think that the Brooklyn Day Massacre, do I think Safe Streets people knew exactly who was involved there? I do. The very next day, Safe Street workers were there questioning individuals in the community. What happened after that? Nobody in the community came forward with any information. All of those people that were out there, nobody was a witness. I'm sorry, not sorry. That's how I feel about it. I want to get your thoughts on this. I believe this is a criminal organization. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I want to read your text here in the text line. I got a couple of them coming through. I think this should be shut down. I've had enough of Say Streets. I've been saying this for over a year. I've had enough. And Mayor Scott, when they're done with you, when you're no longer useful, what's going to become of you? I want you to ask yourself that.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden getting the U.S. more deeply involved in the war in Ukraine. First, he gave Ukraine the go-ahead to fire long-range missiles into Russia. Now, the U.S. will be shipping landmines to Ukraine. The U.S. embassy in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, is closing after being warned of a potentially significant Russian airstrike. Former wrestling executive Linda McMahon is President-elect Trump's choice to lead the Department of Education. She does have a background in education at the state level. A powerful weather system has been battering the Pacific Northwest, leaving hundreds of thousands without power. Fierce winds and torrential rains across parts of Northern California, as well as in Oregon and the state of Washington. And the L.A. City Council has voted unanimously to declare Los Angeles a sanctuary city, something the mayor says she supports. This is SRN News.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before, while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A lot to clean up for the Ravens as they put the Steelers in the rearview mirror and look ahead to Monday night. Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert, and the L.A. Chargers. Penalties, turnovers, and drop passes. You name it, the Ravens do it, and John Harbaugh's got to fix it.
Yeah, it's across the board. It's everything. I mean, the buck stops here. Harry Truman, right? Stops with me. So it's my job to make sure that we're doing the things that we got to do from a coaching standpoint, from a drill standpoint, from an emphasis standpoint, technique standpoint, and making sure guys understand that, you know, it's not okay. It's not acceptable.
Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander officially refusing the Orioles' qualifying offers yesterday. Meanwhile, GM Mike Elias telling reporters that Jorge Mateo is expected to have a very full, if not a 162 game, then something close to that, season. This in the aftermath of the UCL injury last August, the impression being Mateo in their plans for 25 at $3.2 million salary. NBA, Russell Westbrook becomes the first player in NBA history to record 200 triple-doubles in a career. College Park last night, Maryland emptied the bench early and often, prompting head coach Kevin Willard to say this after the game.
I think I made a big mistake the other night not playing the bench more. You know, I thought down the stretch we weren't able to get stops against Marquette because I just kept guys out there too long.
Canisius never got off the bus. 108-37 the final, second largest margin of victory in Maryland basketball history. And that is Stein on Sports.
We've got rain on the way, the bulk of the wet weather overnight. And tomorrow, that's when the cold air shows up. Today, partly cloudy, few showers, and a mild afternoon, 64 the high. Showers and thunderstorms widespread overnight. Tomorrow's dry with some sunshine, 52 tomorrow. Friday's even cooler, scattered showers and 48 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Staples has amazing deals on everything you need for the holidays, from custom holiday cards and photo gifts to laptops and gaming systems, even shipping solutions. And now save up to $350 on select computers. In-store only. Offer ends 12/28. Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples.
Steak it up a notch with new habanero lime steak from Qdoba. Grilled steak tossed in habanero sauce, lime juice, and fresh cilantro. The perfect hit of heat to spice up your entree. Here for a limited time only. Order today at Qdoba.com.
Mark Levin.
We've worked so hard. We even boycotted Netanyahu. We even undermined Israel in a time of war. We're even withholding weapons. We can't now screw that up by picking the Jewish governor of Pennsylvania. Why didn't she go there?
Mark Levin on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talking about the OIG report. There's more when it comes to Safe Streets. I don't know how often we got to talk about what's going on over there, but in case you missed it, apparently there were some fictitious names that were put on record, public record, mind you. And we were told that those names were put down for placeholders because, you know, over there at Safe Streets, they were like, well, of course, we're going to fill these positions. But, you know, we want to make sure that they're held there because once we fill them, we want to make sure we are able to pay them. Now, you're probably wondering, well, did they really have to hold them? Could they go back to the Board of Estimates and ask for money and request money after they have hired these individuals? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. They could have done that. But they just wanted to go ahead and hold them, right? That's why this is so ridiculous. And I haven't forgotten, back in January 2024, this is outlined in the Fox News report, Tyrell Jeffries, if you remember that name, he's a BGF member who pled guilty to federal racketeering and conspiracy charges. Now, back in July 2015, and I want people to remember this date here, July 2015, three of Jeffries' co-conspirators, who were also later charged, stole approximately 300 grams of heroin from a West Baltimore drug dealer. And in July 6, 2015, Jeffries and other BGF members ambushed this drug dealer who was sitting in his vehicle, shot into the car. Now, the drug dealer survived, but they were able to get the heroin from him. And I guess, I don't know, did the drug dealer then go to the police? How does it even work at that point? What do you even do at that point? But I say the date is important because remember, July 2015, this is right after the quote-unquote uprising. Remember that whole thing? Oh, it's an uprising and Freddie Gray's death that happened in April of 2015. But if you remember, we've had many police officers and those that have been on the force that have said during that so-called uprising, you had a lot going on when it came to drugs, whether they were stolen out of the CVS that were, you know, looted or what have you. But that's also started at that point in time, this huge drug war. And that's why I will continue to never call it an uprising. It contributed to the criminal activity that you see across Baltimore. Now, this individual, again, was then hired after the fact by Safe Streets. So you hired a guy that shot at a drug dealer stealing 300 grams. I guess he was a drug dealer as well. And he's also with BGF. And you know all of these things and still brought him on. And of course, we're not supposed to know exactly what the criminal history is of many of the individuals at Safe Streets because that could get them, I don't know, popped on the streets. I don't know. How does Mayor Scott say it? That is going to compromise. That's going to compromise what they have going on. No, it's not going to compromise everything. Texters here says, Rick, thank you so much for texting in. He says, Kim, the drug boys put B. Scott in power. The money request is payback. You know, Rick, this is what I believe as well. I do believe Mayor Brandon Scott could have possibly made a deal with the devil. And my question for Mayor Scott is, what do you do when you're no longer useful for them? Okay? You hear many, many gang members will tell you, either you don't actually get to leave the gangs once you're in. Either you go to prison or you're dead. That's usually how you get out. What happens when you're no longer useful to very dangerous people in BGF? I've got Steven in Baltimore County. Steven, you want to weigh in on Safe Streets? Steven?
Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah. So as far as actually I also have a question. So on the ongoing issue, even on the state level, it seems like you explained earlier that it doesn't look like anyone is going to get involved. Is there any way that on a federal level that it could be pushed? It doesn't seem like anybody's even trying to do that. I was just curious. I think that's where it needs to go. I mean, they certainly need to shut that down.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It should be shut down. I think they're still waiting to see what comes out of this FBI raid. Because as I read through it, it was a very long report. You know, McKinsey's been working on this forever. But as I read through the report, it sounds like the FBI is still working on it. And no official charges have been filed as of yet relating to that raid. But sources close to the probe told her that this all has to do with BGF connections.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If they could, you know, someone to lead the charge to, you know, push for that federal investigation to move. But it seems like there's just, and you know it. You ran for Congress, and you know how it is here. And, it just doesn't seem like anybody really here is going to lead the charge. It's so unfortunate, but yes, ma'am. I just wanted to let you know that. Yep, it should be shut down. Absolutely. Well, you enjoy your day, Kim. I appreciate you. You have a great day.
Thank you, Stevie. You too. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, I agree. And as Sean Casey mentioned on the morning drive, you know, again, ARPA funds are federal dollars, right? So, this, again, you're now in a territory where you're using federal taxpayer dollars. Even with when it comes to safe streets in general, this is all funded by taxpayer dollars. And so you've got all the secrecy around this public money. And it's just, this is not how government works, or it should not work this way. It shouldn't. But as Stephen pointed out, they do the same thing in Baltimore County. This is what I was screaming at the top of my lungs on when it came to Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski, right? The land deals that were made, the purchases in Towson, those buildings where he was paying basically double the price. Like, of course there's kickbacks there. The 16 dump trucks, right, for $4.6 million. Of course there's kickbacks there. Are you kidding me? But this is what's so crazy about it is you still have people that will continue to vote for these crooked individuals to take their tax dollars and use them for their personal gain. And then when you go talk to them about it, they're like, well, Republicans are racist. Trump is racist. Really? Are you really concerned about racism? You can't put food on the table. You can't put food on the table because of racism? No, that's not why. It's because you're being nickel and dimed to death. And you got people in office that do not care if there are actually real jobs or career opportunities in your neighborhood. Does that not concern you whatsoever? Do you want to live on government programs and subsidies for the rest of your life? Is this what you like? Is that why you vote for them? Come on. I mean, you know, and I know I was like, it's wild to think about it, but there are so many people out there that are just fine with living like that. And I guess it's a personality trait, and sometimes I have to remind myself of that. There are some people that are fine with just living on crumbs as long as they have crumbs the next day. There are some people that are fine living paycheck to paycheck. Like, you know how some people say, I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck. Well, good. I'm glad you feel that way. But there are people that are fine with it. There are people that are just not go-getters at all. And they're fine. They're absolutely okay with where they are in life. And so, you know, I have to try to remind myself of that there are people like that. I got Mark in Middle River. Mark, you're a neighbor of mine. What do you say about safe streets?
First of all, I want to say I'm sorry for your loss for Congress, but I'm happy that you're back on the air.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
That's the good thing. I agree with you 1,000% on your rant this morning. I do think there is money going back to somebody, and I happen to think it's the mayor himself. Somehow, some way, it's coming back to him. I'd like to see a federal investigation started.
Yeah.
And have them not settle. We know, we think, but no, and we don't have any conclusive proof. Bull crap. It's there. They just got to look for it.
Right. And I think that's what it is, Mark. I think there are not enough eyes looking for it, as Stephen pointed out, our last caller.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you and I join forces, run for president as Mr. Trump?
Yeah.
We promise to lie, cheat, and steal as much from the public as we possibly can. Use Johnny O's philosophy that way.
Yeah, the problem is I don't think we'll be able to sleep at night because we're actually good people. That's
true.
That's the problem. Thank you, Mark, so much. I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, you know, it's funny because people are like, well, why not run as a Democrat, Kim? Why not take advantage of the system as other people? Because I'm not wired that way. Like, I can't get up and start my day knowing that I'm taking money from people that can barely put food on the table. I just can't do it. And even this goes back, and you guys, you know, we've talked about this before. I never even thought in a million years that I would get involved in politics until my nonprofit in Baltimore City. And all we were trying to do was help women get back to work, whether it was out of rehabilitation, incarceration, those coming right out of high school, right? That's all we wanted to do. We wanted to make sure that women were in a position to be able to be financially independent so they don't have to depend on anybody else and they can do what they have to do. If they want to go continue their education, that's great. Here, let's get you in a good career so you can do it at the same time, right? That's all we were trying to do. We were coming up against so many obstacles from city government. It was bizarre. I said, wait a minute, we're not asking you for a dime. And yet you are putting obstacles in our way because we want to make sure these women are financially independent so they can take care of their kids the way that they need to. That's odd. That's bizarre. I did that for 8 years until I ran for office. And of course, then I dissolved it because I didn't, you know, you can't really run a nonprofit and run for office and people will accuse you for all kinds of things financially, which I was still accused of, by the way, which was so crazy about it. Anyways, so that's where I got into politics because I saw what was going on. I was also offered basically, a hush payment, like, please stop pointing things out, Kim, on Twitter, with the Youth Fund. And I told you guys this. The Youth Fund came into Baltimore City, $25 million. I was pointing out all of these things that were happening, including, at the time, Safe Streets in West Baltimore. Sandtown Winchester has a location of Safe Streets, okay? At that time, I was working with many people that were also going in and out of Safe Streets. This is when Corey Winfield was running that Safe Streets location. We were helping him because he had women that were, we'll call them street workers, that wanted to get off the street work circuit, that wanted to get back into careers, actual jobs. So we were working with them over there. That's how I know a little bit about Safe Streets. And this is when I found out that some of the money, the Youth Fund, was going to organizations that wasn't actually dealing with the youth. So then I said something on Twitter about it. I get a call from Lester Davis. Yeah, I'll drop names. I don't really care. Come at me, please. Lester Davis calls me from, at that term, interim mayor Jack Young's office. Says, hey, can you come into the office? We'd love to have a chat with you. That's when I was offered money from the Youth Fund to just be quiet. I said, sir, I don't work with the youth. Would I love to have more money? Would I love to have more money for payroll? Would I love to have more people working for me? Absolutely. But I'm not taking money that isn't allocated to me from the federal government. Sorry, just not how I'm wired. And so I walked out of that office without the check. They were pissed. They were upset about it. How dare I not take the deal? And that's, ladies and gentlemen, how I got into politics. There are a lot of corrupt individuals, and I don't care if I'm living check to check. I don't care if I'm not making money. As I was running for office, did you see me have a job? I didn't have a job. It is what it is. I will work for the right thing. I will do whatever it takes to do the right thing, even if I'm hungry, even if I'm starving. I don't care. I will do it. Because at the end of the day, the future of this country, getting people and these children today a meal, a good education, that's way more important than me going shopping. And so that's how I feel about it. I understand not everybody feels this way. I got that. I dealt with many mothers, believe it or not. I had to help them with their kids' school uniform, not even under my purview. That's not even what we did at our nonprofit, but we did it anyways. Because otherwise, those kids probably wouldn't have been going to school. But we helped kids with their uniforms. Meanwhile, when did their moms show up to go shopping for the uniforms in? Brand new Jordans, right? The longest hair you can imagine, which costs money. All the eyelashes you can imagine on their face. And you knew they were spending all of their money, the nails, long as can be. I'm even looking at their nails like, how do you even wash the dishes like this? I guess they figured it out. But so it's like, you know, they pay for what they want and beg for what they need. And yet the kids who do not ask to be here, they're caught in the middle of this. And that was my first interaction with Mayor Brandon Scott because I had to then call. I didn't even have the funds or the money to get enough school uniforms for all these kids that showed up at our office. I had to call Mayor Brandon Scott, who was a city councilman at the time. I also called a couple councilmen. Nobody answered. He actually answered. And he found a way to get a lot of kids those school uniforms. So that was my first interaction with Mayor Scott, which was a very pleasant one. I went online. I thanked him for it. And I said, wow, at least this guy actually cares. Now, somewhere along the way, I guess he got to a point where he feels like he doesn't have to be transparent. Maybe he feels like he doesn't have to be that guy. Mayor Scott, I would love to see you be that guy again. I would love to see it happen again, because once it's all said and done, what is going to happen when you're no longer useful? I am not silly or to think that the fight between the state's attorney Ivan Bates and Mayor Brandon Scott, that wasn't just about Ivan Bates wanting Sheila Dixon in office. Let's be honest. There is a huge difference with the way they're working in this city, and it is clear as day. And I think Mayor Brandon Scott is more connected to the streets, whereas Ivan Bates wants to lock up whoever's causing crime on the streets. And I think that there is a huge difference, and they probably, go back and forth a lot of things that they keep out of the public. I can only imagine. Remember they had to have, their public makeup session? Oh, yeah, we're fine now. Yep, everything's great. Do you see them together? No. Do you ever see them together? No. And I don't think they work well together. I'm just going to say that. I don't think they do. Because I think they're on two different sides of this. I've got Brent in Parkville. Brent, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi, Kim. Yes, I've always wondered what the city gets in return when they give this money to not-for-profits such as Catholic Charities and LifeBridge Health. Are they in turn getting some tax-deductible receipt to take those funds against their taxes or anything else? That's what I've always wondered, is what is the city's benefit to not operating it themselves? And is it just one big money-laundering circle?
You know, Brent, that's a good question, but, LifeBridge, these are all nonprofits, right? So they're tax-exempt.
I know.
I can't figure it out either, because I've asked before, why would LifeBridge put themselves in a position where, and everybody loves LifeBridge, right? As far as I know, they do great work. Why would you put yourself in a position to have Safe Streets that's been raided by the FBI and gang connections? Why do you have that on your scope? Why would you put that on your resume? It makes no sense.
I know. I've often wondered about Catholic Charities, why they want to be involved with it, but then there's a lot of people that say that Catholic Charities is not what people think, that they even roundabout fund abortions, that they donate money to organizations that they know donated to Planned Parenthood.
I've heard that, too.
Is totally true. Oh, and since the Mike Tyson has been spoken about because of that horrible fight, do you know who his brother-in-law was from Maryland?
No. Who was that?
When he was married to that Maryland physician from around Montgomery County, PG County, she's Michael Steele's sister. He was Michael Steele's brother-in-law for several years.
Oh, I did not know that. I never heard that.
Yes.
Well, look at you, Brett, with the breaking news. I'll have to look that up. Brett, thank you so much. I appreciate you. But Brett brings up a good question. What do they get out of it? I think we've talked about that before. What does LifeBridge get out of this? You now have connections to BGF and FBI raids. LifeBridge, what the heck are you doing? Right? I mean, you're a reputable nonprofit. Why are you involved in this? We'll discuss more when we get back.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The DA's office did propose December the 9th as the deadline for their upcoming filing, which will, quote, consider the possibility of dismissing the case. Judge Mershon was slated to decide today whether a Supreme Court ruling grants Trump immunity from prosecution, and it does. And they had testimony from the time that he was president that was brought before that jury. This case is done. It is cooked. It is over. It is finished. The only reason Alvin Bragg would want to keep it alive is because politically he's in an elected position, is that liberal New York City would like that he's persecuting Trump.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
When you're hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. This made us wonder, what if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
Escape rooms? Elementary. And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Simple. So, see what the world is like when ZipRecruiter does the hard work of hiring for you. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next 5 callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
The Rob Carson Show.
Just look at how small California is compared to the rest of the world. Everything they're doing for climate change is a waste of time and money. That's what they need to realize. Thus far, we spent trillions of dollars on climate change, and thus far, things have only supposedly gotten worse. Why are we spending our money if it's not working? That's generally how it goes. Right? Right. Because it was all a scam to begin with.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right, we're going to wrap up this conversation in regards to Safe Freeze. So get right to the phone lines here. Let's see, I've got Ray in Brooklyn. Ray, you wanted to weigh in on Safe Streets?
Yes, Kim. It's just another way to say BGF is running it, but they just call them Safe Streets.
Yeah.
Because I see the lieutenant from the Southern always going down there, talking to them, communicating with them. But you never see the lieutenant when they're having something going on standing up there with them.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
right.
It's another way to launder money through the BGF, Kim. That's all it is.
I agree with you 100%, right? Thank you so much for calling in. And again, like, look, this is just my opinion, okay? I'm an opinion host. This is not, I don't know if anybody at WCBM shares this opinion. I'm telling you, it's my opinion. This is what I believe is happening with Safe Streets. I believe, just as Ray mentioned, it is just basically BGF being able to do whatever they want to do as a gang, but out in the public. That is what I believe. That's why I believe that the Brooklyn Day Massacre, that's why I believe there's still 6 suspects supposedly out there, that no one has been charged with the murder of those 2 young people. I believe that that's why they left the party early. But then they came back right after the shooting the very next morning to basically knock on doors in the area. What, I wonder what they were telling them. Most likely, hey, don't talk to the police. Hey, just so you know, you didn't see anything. Okay, that's what I think this is. And I think that's why Mayor Brandon Scott even had that celebration in Brooklyn the other day saying, oh, no homicides, 365 days of Safe Streets. Yeah, stop. And I'm glad people called you out on it. You have yet to arrest a murderer, I should say, in this situation. And yet, Aaliyah Gonzalez, know her name well because her mother, still talking to reporters about how much she misses her daughter and how hurt she is and how she still is seeking justice. The fact that you would have a party up there with nobody in custody, let's just say Miss Gonzalez is a lot nicer than I am. A lot nicer. All right, coming up next, we are going to go down to Capitol Hill. A lot going on at the Capitol. I just hope we're not getting distracted. All right, we got a lot to do. My fellow Republicans, we got a lot to do, and we need to hit the ground running as soon as Trump is sworn in January. So let's not get distracted, but we got to talk about what's been going on down there. A lot of issues with the bathroom. A lot of issues. I feel like I'm back in high school. We'll discuss coming up next.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With his presidency rapidly winding down, Inauguration Day 2 months away now, President Biden's getting the U.S. more deeply involved in the war in Ukraine. First, he gave Ukraine the go-ahead to fire long-range U.S.-made missiles into Russian territory. And now comes this.
A U.S. official confirmed to the BBC that Ukraine would be supplied with what it's long been asking for, anti-personnel mines to impede the advance of Russian troops. It's a significant change in policy. 2 years ago, the Biden administration committed to limit the export of such weapons because of concerns about the long-lasting risk to civilian populations.
The BBC's John Sudworth. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, is closing after being warned of a potentially significant airstrike. Embassy employees and U.S. citizens urged to shelter in place. Former wrestling executive Linda McMahon, President-elect Trump's pick for education secretary. She had chaired the SBA during the first Trump term. And Dr. Mehmet Oz, tapped to run Medicare and Medicaid services, billionaire Howard Lutnick, has been chosen for Commerce Secretary. Forecasters call it a bomb cyclone, powerful weather system battering the Pacific Northwest, leaving hundreds of thousands without power. Fierce winds and torrential rains cross parts of Northern California, Oregon, and Washington State.
It's going to be a multi-day event with very heavy rainfall over several days. And when it's all done, looks like the rainfall totals, especially across northwestern California, are probably going to be in excess of a foot.
The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec. The Los Angeles City Council voting unanimously to declare L.A. a sanctuary city. Follow-up vote is required, then it's on to Mayor Karen Bass, who says she supports the ordinance. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32 points, the NASDAQ off 121 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-615-7541 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-615-7541. That's 800-615-7541. Again, 800-615-7541.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. A water main break at this time is closing Golden Ring Road between Daytona Avenue and Kenwood Avenue. All lanes should open by early this afternoon. Anne Arundel County is participating in a national cohort of communities that are working to achieve the certified Welcome Welcoming designation from Welcoming America. County Executive Stuart Pittman, key county leaders and nonprofit partners, made the announcement Tuesday, saying they want to foster an inclusive environment for all residents. Pittman says the county is committed to being a place where everyone, regardless of their background or immigration status, feels safe, valued, and supported. A Baltimore woman has pleaded guilty to witness intimidation in the case of a squeegee teen who was shot and killed, Timothy Reynolds in 2022. In court Tuesday, 25-year-old Trisha Tyler admitted to impersonating a representative of Metro Crime Stoppers and sending a threatening text message to a witness. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
If you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. And that is not in the cards right now for the Ravens. They lost to the Chiefs in the opener, and now the Steelers. Marlon Humphrey didn't quite realize the depth of it all.
I did not realize it was 8 of the last 9. Yeah, I mean, I think it's clear, you know, we've really struggled against them over the years.
And what about Lamar? Now 1-4 against the Steelers, 1-4 against the Chiefs, 2-8 overall. Maryland played the Little Sisters of the Poor last night in College Park, otherwise known as the Canisius Griffins.
Reese to Miguel, into the paint, the nice finish, and the foul.
Big Ten Plus with the call, Selton Miguel with 15, Julian Reese led the way with 20. 108-37 the final, the second largest margin of victory in Terps basketball history. College football news, Biff Poggi, the former Gilman and St. Francis High School coach, has been fired as head coach of Charlotte University. Poggi was 6-16 in 2 seasons there. Before that, he was an assistant to Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. And finally, the national signing period for NCAA men's and women's lacrosse is underway, and some prominent Baltimore area lacrosse players have committed. Johns Hopkins University inks Nick Kaufman, a long stick midfielder from St. Mary's, and Jack Webb, the goalkeeper for Loyola Blakefield. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
There is rain on the way, some cooler weather as well, a few showers, but that's it for this afternoon. 64 the high. Showers and storms overnight. Tomorrow's dry, only 52 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 56 in Perry Hall, 55 in Pikesville, and 57 in Jacksonville. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Man, oh man, did you hear that? It's going to be raining soon. Friday could bring a little bit of sleet. And I, I wonder if they expect me to come in studio those days. I can't imagine leaving my house. No, I'm just kidding. I'll definitely be here. I'll be here every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I hope you join me here on WCBM 680. If you're ever on the go, don't forget you can download the WCBM app, and you can listen right through that app and text me through that app as well if you want to join the conversation live. And then, of course, we're on Spotify, Amazon Echo, and TuneIn. Yeah, really anywhere you can get a podcast these days. You can find WCBM, and more importantly, you can find Kim Klasick Live. You don't want to miss it. And then if you ever miss a show, don't forget, you can also find the show archived on WCBM.com. Just click Kim Klasick Live, and it'll all pop up for you. And if you want to share the link there, you can. You know, the last hour we were talking about Safe Streets. We are moving on from that. But just so you know, there's another story on the Fox 45 website that notes an audit of the Baltimore City Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement found that Safe Streets program received hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars for employee compensation without confirmation employees were performing their daily activities. So basically, these people are getting paid and they're on the payroll and the money's going out, but nobody really knows exactly what they're doing. Okay, so again, I say shut it down. I know some people like Mayor Scott say do not shut it down, but that's just where I stand on it. Later in the show, we are going to talk about the continued chaos with the juveniles, and we're going to talk about the school board commissioners in Baltimore City that have resigned. I did want to move down to Capitol Hill. There's a lot going on at the Hill, and that's why I say, look, we've got the Republican majority, both the House and the Senate. We are taking the White House. Let's not get distracted. Let's not do that at all. We've got so much that we've got to prioritize. I know some people say, well, Kim, we can chew gum and walk at the same time. No, we can't. No, we can't. We have a history to show us that we have not been able to do so. All right? So stop telling me that. We can't do that. I need us to be able to focus on what is absolutely important. That is the economy. That is the energy cost. That is the immigration disaster. I understand bathrooms are important, and I understand people have it out for Matt Gaetz. But my goodness, to my fellow Republicans, Democrats are going to continue to push this. I need you to stay focused. I really do. And when it comes to Matt Gaetz, you know, representative from Florida, which he now has, I guess he's resigned officially from his congressional seat, right? So Matt Gaetz is an individual that many people on the Hill don't like, both Republicans and Democrats. And I will say this, and you guys know, during the ousting of Speaker Kevin McCarthy, I thought that was rocking the boat way too much, and I felt like we didn't have anybody else to put there. We found Speaker Mike Johnson, which I guess worked out well for many people. But I was very nervous, and I've said so on the show plenty of times, you know, and I'm not backtracking on that. At the time, I was extremely nervous. I still don't know what we got out of it, but, you know, it is what it is. But when it comes to Matt Gaetz, unfortunately, there are so many people that dislike him, and they know that they cannot control him, that he scares them. And so a lot of this, I do believe, is a smear campaign against Matt, because they're just trying to get him out of the way at this point. Even when he had fellow Republicans, I think it was Congressman Byron Donalds, there was a couple people that asked Matt to just, you know, lay low on the Kevin McCarthy ousting until we figure things out when we have the majority here in 2024. That's what a lot of them were saying, that everything looks like we're on the upswing, so let's just wait till then. And then we can replace McCarthy after the 2024 election cycle. That's what he was told. Well, then Matt told all of these guys, no, forget it, I'm doing it now. So they all walked away and was like, all right, Matt's going to be Matt. You know, let him do what he wants to do. Well, anyways, you know, because of that, he made a lot of enemies, even within his own party, okay? And so now you've got all these claims coming forward, and I just want to say, yes, there's always been this ethics committee investigation on Matt, sure. But at the same time, now that there's a hacker claiming to have 24 exhibits of damaging testimony against Matt Gaetz, that's something totally different. And I look at that situation as, what do you mean we have a hacker? What did this hacker hack into? What other federal agency can this hacker now, you know, look into? To me, that's where the story should go. But again, you got so many people that hate Matt Gaetz that it's not going that direction. All right. So this hacker claims to have this testimony, especially including, I should say, the testimony from the 17-year-old alleged victim. Now, the 17-year-old told the ethics committee that Matt Gaetz ended up having intimate relationships with her, or intimate relations with her while she was 17 years old. She's no longer 17, but at the time she was 17. And a second woman claiming to have witnessed the encounter said that she, too, I guess, agreed with the 17-year-old that it absolutely happened and she can witness to it. Now, the ethics committee is saying that these witnesses aren't that credible. And if you look at the entire story, this is a family-friendly show, so I'm not going to get into all the details. But if you look at the entire story, I could see where they would find these young ladies not to be so credible, okay? There was a lot going on, okay, when it comes to especially this girl that was allegedly a victim and allegedly 17 years old at the time. Now, of course, if you ever want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I just want to make sure I put that out there. But now you've got this situation, and I think I spoke about this before because I do know somebody that knows about that particular trip in which all this happened. And I was told that there was a flight, and the flight went down to Florida, and my friend who was on that flight actually ended up getting in a separate car and going to a different location because he believed something was up. He thought something nefarious was going to happen. He said the vibe that I got, and it wasn't including Matt. He didn't say Matt's name. He just said that he was on that flight. So now we learned that this claim where all this supposedly happened was in Florida. Florida's age of consent is 18 years old. So I do believe that this is probably the trip that all this took place. Now, apparently, this hacker is claiming there are other instances, not just on this trip. There's other instances and there's other girls. And now they're talking about payments that could possibly be made from Congressman Matt Gaetz. Here's the way that all of this works, which is so tough because I was in this position myself. When you're considered a quote-unquote public figure, people can say anything about you as long as they say it in a way that the courts don't consider it defamation. And so even though it might not be true at all, and there's absolutely nothing to it, because you're a public figure, people can say things in a certain way. And I wish it wasn't like that, but that's what it comes down to. When you are running for office, it's even heightened, right? And when you're running for office, a lot of people can say a lot of things as long as they pose it in a certain way, right? Like allegedly, I can't confirm, put a question mark at the end, right? You can do all of these things. You can put that doubt and you can put that smear out there all you want because that person is then running for public office. It's sad. Look, trust me, I tell you what, if it could be different, I would be gung-ho about it. I would be on the front lines fighting for it to be different. Okay? Like I said, so many things said about me so many different times. I read it. I was like, wait a minute. I did what with what? But you can't. It's hard to combat it. I went to court to try to combat it. The judge told me, Kim, here's how this works. Right? I had to dismiss it. It's tough. It is tough, and it's financially draining. Well, anyways, the age of consent in Florida is 18 years old. This alleged victim is saying she was 17 years old at the time. Now, the ethics committee obviously did not put this information out there. It took a hacker. That tells me a lot of this is a smear. That tells me a lot of this isn't actually true. Because if it was true, the way the ethics committee works, it would have been put out there. It would have been put on Front Street. Okay, so of course there are a lot of people talking about this, and I do think sometimes people forget that Matt Gaetz is actually a lawyer. He's actually a lawyer, so sometimes, you know, he does make some phone calls, I'm sure, behind the scenes, and he can tell people, look, just so you know, I know exactly what my rights are here, and I know exactly how we can do this. And of course, there are a lot of people jumping to his defense, which I can see why they would be doing so. One of those people is even Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, I do want to say that even on The View yesterday, of course, you had the women talking about it because in their minds, they want to do whatever it takes to make sure that Matt Gaetz is not confirmed as the attorney general. They don't like him at all. right? They don't like him at all. He said a lot about them in the past, and they're hoping that he does not go forward with his confirmation. And so Sunny Houston, she says something about him, basically alluding to the fact that there could have been something there, yet the DOJ and the Ethics Committee had already said, no, we already know there's not anything there. So then she had to actually, within the same show, she had to issue this legal note. Take a listen.
Sunny, you have a legal note.
I do have a legal note. Thank you, Whoopi. Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations, calling the claims, quote, invented, and saying in a statement to ABC News that this false smear following a 3-year criminal investigation should be viewed with great skepticism, that DOJ investigation was closed with no charges being brought.
And so, Sunny Houston, just so you know, in that video clip, as Brian, the producer, pointed out, she looked like she was being held hostage. Like there was a gun in her back saying, say this legal note, right? Because the way that she couched it earlier, she didn't say allegedly. She didn't say, you know, I can't confirm. She didn't put a question mark at the end. So she had to then issue that legal note within the same show, or else The View and ABC could be on the hook. Right? So this is what people are trying to do. They're trying to get away with this in any way possible. And even people like Sunny, who's a lawyer herself, even she messed up and tried to, you know, put this information out there into the atmosphere. I got Steve in Reisterstown. Steve, you wanted to weigh in?
Good morning. You know, if you have nothing to hide, then hide nothing. Gaetz should promote himself and say, release a report. It's absolutely ridiculous that these politicians that are dishonest won't be honest. I mean, release a report if you have nothing to hide. But no, he quit. He quit and resigned. And I'm pro-conservative, but it just smells. It doesn't. What's that old saying? It doesn't pass the smell test.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Steve, I understand how you feel. And that's why I said that there was a flight. Even I know that. There was a flight to Florida. I don't know exactly what's on this situation. I just wonder if he's... It probably doesn't look great. It probably makes him, you know, and it put him in a bad light. But at the same time, it might just not be illegal, right? You know what I mean?
And who paid for the flight? I mean, come on. Are we taxpayer paying escorts now? I mean,
I don't think that happened.
I know Sean is ultra conservative and every, but you know what? It doesn't pass the smell test, and I'm ultra conservative.
Yeah.
I run a business that's honest and true. You can't be a politician to be honest anymore. Anyhow, thank you.
No, thank you, Steve. I appreciate you. No, I mean, look, could Matt Gaetz come forward? Absolutely. Is he going to? No, I doubt it. He's not going to come forward and say release it. I guarantee you it probably still makes him look bad. As far as who paid for the flight, remember, there was one guy in all of this that was arrested that is serving time. And he was the one that actually had these young women with him. Remember that? There was this guy that had the young women with him, and from my understanding, that's why my friend, when they landed, got into a different vehicle, went to a different car, because he felt as though that whole situation didn't seem right. And I will look up who that guy's name is in a second here. Just real quick, I want to tell you what Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said. This is from the Mediaite website. It says, Marjorie Taylor Greene threatened to expose all Republicans of sexual harassment assault claims, as well as the entire Jeffrey Epstein files, if the House Ethics Committee report on Matt Gaetz is released and his nomination to be the U.S. Attorney General is imperiled on Tuesday morning. She wrote on X, for my Republican colleagues in the House and the Senate, if we are going to release ethics report and rip apart our own that Trump has appointed, then put it all out there for American people to see. Now, she also referenced a claim that she had made at some point in time. She would even put her claim out there. I guess it goes back to Steve, our caller that we just had, right? Because if it was true, he would put the report out there. And this Marjorie Taylor Greene message, also same thing. You know, why are we hiding any of these reports, right? I mean, people could say that. I just know Capitol Hill, look, you guys know how politicians are. I don't have to tell you. Capitol Hill, there's a lot of secrets there. And there's a lot going on. And it's a shame. I guess I look at it and say, look, if it's our taxpayer dollars, we deserve to know. We deserve to know. And if it's something that you feel like you have to hide, Perhaps maybe that is why he resigned so quickly. When we get back, I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move. When being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Nobody cares what Joe Biden thinks.
Oh, so all of a sudden I'm a useless goofball.
And I think this will have political reverberations in the end. He has literally surrendered any war on terrorism or any ability to morally speak out against terrorists. And sadly, he has in the process been emboldening radical Islamic terrorists.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Matt Gaetz and all the drama down on Capitol Hill. I got a tweet here from John. He says, Kim, please stop defending that creep, Matt Gaetz. Trump needs to appoint other people, even black people, to his cabinet. John, look, I know a lot of people don't like Matt Gaetz. And you guys know, when he was ousting Kevin McCarthy, all I could think is, what were you doing? And I even said at the same time, remember I said how powerful Kevin is? And I said, there's no way he's going to take this and then just, you know, pack his crayons and go home. That's not what Kevin would do. Did you see all the money he put against him in his primary? Did you see what he did to Lauren Boebert in Colorado? Yet she still got, she was able to get through. She had to go to a different district, but she was able to win. That's where it became like a revenge sort of thing. And, you know, I don't think Matt is creepy. I like Matt. I like his wife, Ginger, a lot more. But I don't think he's creepy. I got Cheryl in Pikesville. Cheryl, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, thanks, Kim, for taking my call. I'm so sorry you lost the race. I voted for you.
Oh, thank you,
but
Cheryl.
I have to tell you, I'm really glad you're back on the radio.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Kim, listen, I think Trump should be able to work with whoever he wants to work with, okay? And Gaetz has the credentials, definitely. He's credentialed. He has the background. He's a good attorney. I've seen him cross-examine witnesses. He's got what it takes to reform the Department of Justice. But yeah, here is what I'm concerned about, and I'm wondering if you know anything about it. The ADL recently put out a public statement saying that Gaetz was anti-Semitic, and as one of the reasons, it was a bill that recently passed in the House, some kind of bill stating about anti-Semitism, and Gaetz was against it. And I think only Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene voted against it. It passed in the House. But what the ADL is now saying about Gaetz is that he's anti-Semitic. Do you know anything about this?
I do not, but I can look into it, Cheryl.
Would you?
Yeah, no, I can look this up for sure. And you say only MTG and he voted against it, huh?
Yeah, and it passed because and one of the reasons Gaetz supposedly, and we're trying to investigate whether this actually happened, but Gaetz supposedly repeated that he was standing up for an anti-Semitic trope, and this is troubling because we can't have that for somebody that's reforming the Justice Department. We can't. We have to be sensitive to all groups in America. I know you just read a comment, someone saying that he should have a black cabinet member. I'm just saying we need to be sensitive to these things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I will look into that, Cheryl. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Have a great day. I will look into that. I know there was the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, but you know what? I didn't look at the votes or anything like that. I will check into it and see what's going on. I got Tom in Bel Air. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that a couple callers ago, the caller implied that Gates stepped down, I guess, because of these sexual allegations. My understanding was he had to step down so that he could be Trump's appointed attorney general, right? That's
yeah, and he was giving DeSantis more time, I guess, to fill his spot as well, is what he said in his statement. That's why he stepped down so quickly.
Yeah, so it really doesn't have anything to do with these allegations. But, I mean, I personally find Gates to be a fighter. He's a bit of a pit bull. I love watching the memes of him, you know, tearing up Mayorkas. I mean, we need to be careful that we don't break ourselves down, so to speak. I mean, just let this play out, and I think everybody ought to just calm down a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you. I mean, look, there was many things said about Trump, too, right, that turned out to be false. I guess I think Tom is right in saying we got to kind of calm down here, because, of course, there's also reports. And again, none of this can be verified, but there are people saying that there are pictures, there are videos, there are Venmo receipt payments, but nobody has provided them. That's the part that gets me. It's like, okay, well, where are they? I got Dan in Daresville. Dan, you want to weigh in real quick?
Yeah. I agree with what Marjorie Taylor Greene said, but I don't think she went far enough. I think she should also include all the Democrats that are have their dirty little reports behind them.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that she didn't include those, Dan. I thought that was strange.
Yeah, well, I will tell you that we need Matt Gaetz in there. They're fighting like crazy to get him out of there, because on both sides of that aisle, they don't want him, because he'll expose too much.
No, Dan, I'm right there with you 100%. And that's the thing, right? Matt Gaetz, he doesn't answer to anyone, Republican or Democrat. So he's going to expose every single person. And it's like, is that what you want? Is that what you're looking for? Full-on transparency with no bias? That's what I'm looking for. We'll have to continue to wait and see. Coming up next, we're going to move over to the Capitol Hill bathrooms. I know, I don't want to go either, but that's where we're going.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Pacific Northwest is taking a beating from a powerful storm, a bomb cyclone, generating strong winds and flooding rains. The storm has left hundreds of thousands without power. It's blocked numerous roads with trees, down power lines, and debris. The U.S. is sending anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine. Another about-face for President Biden. He had previously rejected the idea out of concern for the safety of Ukraine's civilian population. President-elect Trump continues to assemble his team, looking to hit the ground running 2 months from today. Los Angeles is on its way to becoming a sanctuary city. In the first of two votes, the city council has approved the statute unanimously, and Mayor Karen Bass indicates she will support the change. On Wall Street, the Dow down 120 points. NASDAQ is off 217. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
Now, Gary
Stein on sports.
So 10 games into the season, and the Ravens have confirmed some personnel moves in an attempt to solve their back-end issues on defense. Until further notice, the starting safeties are now Kyle Hamilton and Ardarius Washington, with Marcus Williams and Eddie Jackson relegated to the bench.
Yeah, that was a plan going in. Those two guys, we were trying to attack some issues that we had in the back end, as everybody knows, and I thought they played well back there.
And with Arthur Millett now out, the Ravens made a move yesterday, signing veteran defensive back Desmond King to their practice squad. Orioles news, as expected, Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander have rejected the Birds' qualifying offer of $21.05 million. It does not close the door on the Orioles re-signing either, but if they don't, the Birds will receive a supplemental draft pick. NBA hardwood last night.
Ball control here, Brown with Niang on him. Brown spins, Brown hangs, Brown scores!
Mike Breen had it on TNT. The Cavs' 15-game winning streak to start the season is over. The Celtics beat him at the Garden 120-117. Jaylen Brown with 17. Jason Tatum with 33. And in college basketball, Canisius probably shouldn't have been on the same court with Maryland last night. 108-37 the final. The 71-point margin was the second largest in Maryland history. At one point in the first half, it was 52-6. And that is Stein on Sports.
We've got rain on the way, the bulk of the wet weather overnight, and tomorrow, that's when the cold air shows up. Today, partly cloudy, few showers, and a mild afternoon, 64 the high. Showers and thunderstorms widespread overnight. Tomorrow's dry with some sunshine, 52 tomorrow. Friday's even cooler, scattered showers and 48 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Come into your local AAA Car Care Center and save $40 on any repair of $150 or more. Only at AAA Car Care Centers. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through November 30th. See store for details.
Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global business, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Listen for 3 hours every day for the most important local and national news, issues, and topics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Morning Drive. And check back frequently so you don't miss a thing on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County.
All right, we're wrapping up this conversation about Congressman Matt Gaetz. I just saw that we have text messages here. I'm sorry, I don't know why. It's not refreshing for me, so I just want to make sure I get the text messages in as well. And I don't know why it's doing this. All right. Tiffany in the county says, Kim, I agree with you. We need to stay focused. Trump really has two solid years. The midterms never favor the incumbent. The GOP doesn't seem to be behind Matt, and it looks like we're about to start an infight. Drama always distracts. The economy and immigration need to be the priority, and we need to be successful to have a shot at 2028. Tiffany, I agree with you. And that's why I hope we get past this Matt conversation and past the bathrooms by the end. Like, look, can we have this wrapped up by Friday? Okay, that's what I'm asking. Can we have this wrapped up by Friday? Because otherwise, it's just... This will continue. And if this continues after inauguration... I'm going to be really upset. I mean, really upset. Let's see. I've got a text here from Marty. He says, he hacks Matt Gaetz's files, but leaves the members of who taxpayers paid hush money for alone. Yeah, that's also interesting, isn't it, Marty? So they hack into the ethics investigation for Matt Gaetz. But when it comes to the slush fund and everything at the Treasury Department, the hacker, I guess, couldn't get into any of that. That's not something they could get into. Let's see. Calvin says, Kim, all of these programs that protect their people with money are paying them because of past claims of racial abuse. They have wanted this payment for decades. Oh, okay. So you're probably talking about the Safe Streets organization. That's a possibility there, Calvin. It really is. I don't know. Let's see. I got another text here. It says, MTG's tweet makes it worse. It's like she's saying, if you expose Matt, I'll expose everyone else. That's not good. That's not a sign of innocence. That makes him seem guilty. It makes them all seem guilty. I get her point, but wouldn't she probably take that post down? Tiffany, that's what I felt when I looked at it. I was like, and then she doesn't even mention the Democrats. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait. So let me get this straight. You're telling them, if you expose Matt, I'm expose all of you. Well, what have you guys been up to? And she also mentioned in that post, by the way, a complaint that she filed personally. I really wish we could just get it together. I really wish we could. Russ says, didn't Matt have to resign to accept the position that Trump is appointing him to? Russ, did he have to resign immediately? I don't think he had to resign immediately because Kristi Noem has been tapped. She has not resigned immediately. Senator Marco Rubio has been tapped. He has not resigned as of yet. Are they going to? Yes. But I would think that it's kind of getting closer to when you're confirmed, whether or not you're actually going to be in the position. Because if you don't have the position, why would you resign? So when he resigns immediately, I think that's when all these red flags also went up, which is another thing where it's like, okay, Matt, if you're innocent, why did you run to resign? You know what I mean? Christopher in Catonsville said, Speaker Johnson asked Matt to step down so they could fill his seat. I don't think he asked him. I think Speaker Johnson said that is why he stepped down. I don't think Johnson asked him. Again, they could have taken time. Because like even right now, right, is Governor Ron DeSantis looking for somebody for Senator Rubio's seat? Sure. Can Senator Rubio still sit in his seat while he looks? Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't have to step down while they look. And that's why the red flags went up, you know, when it comes to Matt. All right, we'll continue to watch the story. I'm sure it's going to continue to be, you know, the number one Google story for the entire week. So, look, if they're on it, we're on it. You know, we'll continue to talk about it. I didn't want to walk over to this Capitol Hill bathroom here. You've got, you know, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, and she doesn't back down for anybody either. She's another one. She's like Matt Gaetz, but a female. So Nancy Mace, who I like, she's at the point now where she's like, you know what? I'm not going anywhere, and I'm going to make sure that only biological women are in biological women's restrooms. So I agree with her on this 100%. And as we talked about it yesterday, there is a bathroom in the basement of the Longworth building on the House side, which where the Sarah McBride is. Okay, Sarah McBride, that's the trans person from Delaware. Sarah McBride could go downstairs to the lower level to use the bathroom because it's a single-use bathroom. Okay. The fact that this has blown up to a huge fight when there is a single-use bathroom there on the property, again, to me, it just screams distraction, you know? Now, Speaker Johnson has come forward and said, look, a man is a man and a woman is a woman, and we're going to try to figure this out, but we're not going to have men in women's bathrooms and vice versa. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, also in this story, she had posted that she is going to, if she sees a man in the women's restroom and she's in there, she's going to whoop their behind. Okay. She said she's fighting. And I want to believe her. Okay. I don't think she's joking about that. I think there will be an all-out brawl. And if you've ever followed Marjorie Taylor Greene online, you will see she does like the CrossFits and everything. She's like swole. And this is why, remember when Jasmine Crockett out of Houston, Texas, she and Marjorie Taylor Greene got into a fight at the committee hearing, and Jasmine Crockett called her a butch body, something like that. Yeah, I don't think Marjorie Taylor Greene was offended by that. I think she's proud of having major guns, you know, as arms. I really do think she's proud of it. She can bench press Jasmine Crockett if she wanted to as well. Right? She still sat in her seat. But yeah, I believe her. If there is a trans person in the bathroom with Marjorie Taylor Greene, you might want to run because that's going to happen. Now, Steny Hoyer in the 5th District here in Maryland, he got into it and said it shouldn't be discussed. There should be no issue and the trans person should just be able to go to the bathroom wherever they want. I don't agree with that. I don't. But what's crazy about it is the guys that are coming forward, they're the ones saying that the women should just be quiet about it. You know, and this is the same party that says that men shouldn't have a say on abortion. But you should have a say, Mr. Man, Mr. Hoyer. You should have a say on who goes in and out of a woman's bathroom. I don't think it should be like that. So I guess in my view, I think Nancy Mace and other women on the Hill should be able to make this decision. Now, Nancy Mace is a rape survivor. She's talked about plenty of times in the past when she was sexually assaulted. She said this is going to trigger something for her, and she doesn't want a man in there. I don't think it should even have to be this difficult. I think that, again, Sarah McBride should go down to the bathroom in the Longworth building. That's single use. Why isn't anybody suggesting this? Well, anyways, now it's gotten to the point where everybody's receiving threats. So Congresswoman Nancy Mace, she posted a video on her X page yesterday. Yes, there's a lot of drama on X or Twitter. If you're not on there, I don't suggest it because you'll be going down these rabbit holes and looking at drama all day. Well, anyways, she posted on X a video from somebody in the trans community that she received on Instagram. Take a listen.
This video goes out to Congresswoman Nancy Mace. Congresswoman Nancy Mace, I hope that one day I do find you in that woman's bathroom and I grab your ratty looking hair and drag your face down to the floor while I repeatedly bash it in until the blood's everywhere and you're dead. Thank you. I hope that Nancy Mace receives this message well. Kisses.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like somebody with mental health problems. Like, what? Sheesh. So now she's getting death threats. Sarah McBride has not posted any death threats, but I'm pretty sure Sarah's also receiving threats. It happens on both sides. Here's what Sarah McBride, the trans person from Delaware, now, you know, freshman here in Congress, here's what she posted yesterday. She says, every day Americans go to work with people who have life journeys different than their own and engage with them respectfully. I hope members of Congress can muster that same kindness. Here's the problem, Sarah. That's not what you're asking. Okay? You're not asking people to acknowledge, say you're pregnant, and you want people to, you know, understand that you might be walking a little bit slower from the parking lot. That's not what you're asking people to do. You're asking people to do something totally different. Here's how I responded to Sarah. I said, true, but my journey doesn't impact other people's lives. It is extremely self-centered for me to expect my colleagues to make changes they are uncomfortable with because of my personal journey. Okay? That's something a narcissist would expect. Okay? I don't expect, Brian the producer, I don't expect you to make changes in your life because me, Kim Klasick, I had something else going on. You're still going to be Brian the producer. Right? I mean, it's to me, this is so self-centered. It's so crazy. There's one trans person on Capitol Hill. And because of you, Sarah, because you are that one trans person, you want everybody to change the way they go to the bathroom. No. No. It's not happening. I like this tweet that was responded to mine. This person, the name on it is Faust. I don't know if that's their actual name. But it says, you know, Kim, I needed help to quit drinking, so I attended a program to help. Before Christmas, the counselor suggested we ask our family members not to drink to help support me. I have a large family, so about 25 people that come over for Christmas Eve. She was shocked when I said, what you're saying is my problem should affect 24 other people that don't have the same problem. And the person says, my choice was to not attend or to put my big boy pants on. Thank you, Faust. Yes. So should this person, because they're, you know, having an issue with their sobriety, should they then expect everybody there for the holiday party to accommodate what they need for them to get sober? No. You would just not attend that portion of the party. Or you would attend, like Faust said, and just know that you're there and you've got to remain sober. I guess that's the part that really gets me about the whole trans community thing. I have many friends that are gay. I even have friends that are trans. I don't really care. Your sexuality does not affect me. I can care less. Okay, I get up, I go to work, I focus on my career, I focus on my daughter, I focus on my close family and friends and whatever we have going on, if there's somebody's birthday. Like, that's what I'm focused on, okay? I'm not focused on what people do in their private bedroom. I could care less. If you are a grown adult and you want to transition, just understand that there might be some obstacles with that. Okay? We live in a society where there isn't a large majority of trans people. So you might end up in a building that does not have single-use bathrooms. And guess what? That's your problem. You ran for Congress knowing that you are trans and knowing there's a bathroom situation. You still ran for Congress. That's your problem, not mine. And that's where I think a lot of people, honestly, I think a lot of people left the progressive wing of the Democrat Party because it's like you want us to do what maybe 3 or 4% of the country wants to do. I'm not doing that. You're not the majority. Even when we vote in this country, we go with the majority of votes. We don't go with the minority. And that's what they want us to do. So Sarah McBride, you know, I'm glad that if you feel you're living your truth as a trans person, I'm happy for you. If that makes you happy, I'm happy for you. I want more happy people to be in this country. That's what I want. But at the end of the day, Sarah, you might have to go to Starbucks across the street and use the bathroom, okay? You might have to go to the basement level of the Longworth building and use the bathroom. Again, that's your problem, not mine. And I will also say this, along with this bathroom situation, remember, there are interns, okay, that are at the Capitol that are in school, especially during the summer. There are many class field trips that go to the Capitol all year round. And some of those class field trips could be second, third, fourth graders, okay? Are you telling me now that we want to allow men in the women's bathroom knowing that there could be second graders there on a field trip? Not my child. Not my child. And that's another part of this. If you've ever been to the Capitol, and like I said, I used to volunteer for the architect of the Capitol. There are bathrooms, yes, behind those closed doors where you're on the House side or on the Senate side. But then when you're out in those chamber areas, those are bathrooms that everybody uses. I'm sorry, Sarah. You're one person. And I don't think people should accommodate you. And I'm honestly not excited about Speaker Johnson's comment saying that we'll try to figure it out. Why? Why? Why would we try to figure this out? If we start this, think about the dangerous precedent this will set. You know, if we start this, we're saying, okay, this one person is a dude that wants to use a woman's bathroom. Just think about this. With anything that comes further, right, after this, I mean, who even knows if this is where the letters stop? Right now, we're at LGBTQIA. I don't know where this is going to go, but I also heard that there are more people like that pretend to be animals and all these other things, right? Where else does this go? I think this is where you put your foot down. And you say, no, we are not allowing men in the women's rooms. No, sorry. Now, of course, Steny Hoyer, like I said, the congressman for the 5th District, he said, well, you know, Sarah McBride looks like a woman, so, you know, there's that. Okay, Steady. He's so out of touch. I can't believe he's still in office. Even Dutch and Ben Cardin knew to step down. Steady, it's time to go. Just pack it up. All right? Just go home. Leave that seat open. Let somebody else run. It's a little bit younger. All right. Coming up next, of course, we'll stay on the national issues. I do want to talk about what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. I think that's important. There also is some good news coming out of Pennsylvania. In the beginning of the week, we were talking about the illegal ballots and what was going on there. And again, I love to see that Michael Whatley, the chairman of the RNC, has been on top of it. And then we're going to come back here to the state of Maryland because Governor Westmore, he's still spending our dollars as if he's got this tree that grows money on it. And that's not how this works. But I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired because at the end of the day, even though I wasn't a huge fan of Governor Larry Hogan, he understood that there is a budget and he understands that you can't just spend, spend, spend. Okay? And they also have to take in consideration, which Governor Westmore doesn't seem to do, that at any point in time, something catastrophic could happen. I don't know, like, you know, the collapse of the Key Bridge. And so Joe Biden has stepped up to ask Congress to fund 100% of that. And I do want to get your feedback on that. You know, should we be funding 100% of the bridge? I don't really trust that they're going to pay it back, even if that cargo ship company's insurance does pay. I don't really trust it. We got so much to talk about when we get back, so stay right there.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing is in business for over 90 years, is a third-generation family-owned and operated full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. When your roof does need
repairing, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700 for roof repair and replacement. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. 0% financing is also available. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hope I didn't offend anybody with my rant there about the LGBTQIA community. I don't mean to offend anyone. I just, you know, I'm sick of people breaking their backs for just such a small minority. And if you expect that of your colleagues, like Sarah McBride expects it, I don't respect it. You know what I mean? I just don't. And I think Sarah McBride needs to understand that it's just one of her. And you've got over 400 members of Congress. So, I mean, it's just, that's what it comes down to, okay? And it's a numbers game, I guess you could say. Early in the show, I did mention that there were some Baltimore City School commissioners that stepped down. There was a confirmation yesterday from Project Baltimore. Baltimore City Schools confirmed that the chair and vice chair of the school board have resigned. Now, last month, the chair, McFadden, and the vice chair, Roberts, both voted against a contract extension for City School CEO Dr. Sonia Santelises. So I mentioned that the school board commissioner stepped down. Now, these are two of the appointed nine. Okay. Now, these are two individuals that were appointed by Mayor Brandon Scott. You have to remember that there are also two other individuals that have to run for election there for the Baltimore City School Board. But these are two of the appointed nine. And apparently, I'd say these two have common sense. They did not want that extension for Dr. Sonia Santelises. So it does just show you that there are some people that absolutely want to see a change in Baltimore City. It's just, unfortunately, they are what? The minority. They're the minority. And so I wonder if McFadden and the other here, I wonder if they do come forward. I want to make sure I have their name right. McFadden and Roberts, chair and vice chair. I wonder if they'll come forward and you know, blow the whistle on anything that's been going on. I would think if anybody could get them to open up, I would think it's Chris Papps with Fox 45. I can only imagine what they've seen behind some of those closed doors and some of those meetings with the rest of the school board. I can only imagine how many requests that came through there from the CEO herself or even from the mayor. I can imagine how much they know about some of the spending that's been going on behind closed doors. So since they have resigned, I just wanted to put that little nugget right there on the table for you, because I would suspect somebody's going to speak. Somebody's got to speak on this, because if not, what will then happen? What will then happen? Let's see. You've also got with this article, it says that student enrollment is down, but funding has been up by $400 million. So you've got less students. Many of them cannot read, write, or do basic math, but funding is up by $400 million. What a nightmare. If you think about what's going on at Safe Streets, if you think about, you know, what's been going on at city schools, a lot of these nonprofits that swear they're doing the work, but they really aren't. We have one nonprofit we'll also talk about in regards to the youth fund, which I know a lot about. A lot of these things, it's money goes to administrative cost. And this is why I said I'll never win probably an office in the Baltimore region, because you've got just way too many people that are living on the taxpayer dime. And they're not going to vote against their best interest, which is continuing to live on the taxpayer dime. Even those that run a lot of these drug rehab facilities, taxpayer dime, right? Why would they vote for somebody that they know, you know, don't want to see more money go to some of these facilities, that want to open up the books to do forensic audits? They're not going to go for that. They are fine with living the way that they are. And when you have millions of dollars going to administrative, you know, fees, you've got, what is CEO Sonia Sotelises makes almost $500,000 a year. Why on earth would she be okay with someone coming into office that wants to make such a change, that wants to get to the bottom of how dollars are spent? They won't. And that's why people that are on the left that are fine with this, as Sean Casey mentioned this morning, Healthy Holly, those that are fine with this, they're going to continue to vote for that. And they're going to, you know, ask everybody around them to vote for the same thing, right? It's tough. It's tough. One day we'll break through it, I promise. One day. Never give up hope. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Ukraine and Russia. We're also talking about Governor Wes Moore and what he's been up to and what he asked Joe Biden to do. It says he spent so much time, you know, crossing the country, talking about how great the Biden-Harris administration was. Joe Biden is asking Congress a question for Governor Wes Moore. I don't know how much I agree with it, but I want to ask you your thoughts on it. And it has to do with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. We'll discuss all that and more coming up next.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. resolution demanding an immediate Gaza ceasefire. The U.S. voted it down because it failed to link the truce to a release of all hostages still being held by Hamas. The Pacific Northwest taking a beating from a bomb cyclone, generating gale-force winds and flooding rains. Issaquah, Washington homeowner Wendy Harrington says the storm caused a massive tree to crash down on her house.
It felt explosive, or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass. Everything was just very loud. I thought the whole wall was coming down. And then you see the branches and then the glass. There's glass all the way to the back door. I don't know if the roof is okay.
She spoke with ComoNews.com. The storm has left hundreds of thousands without power and is blamed for one death. The U.S. sending anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine. It's an about-face for President Biden, who previously rejected the idea out of concern for the safety of Ukraine's civilian population. Donald Trump continues assembling his team, looking to hit the ground running 2 months from today.
The president-elect said he is nominating longtime TV talk show host Dr. Mehmet Oz to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. In a statement, Trump said Oz will cut waste and fraud within the country's most expensive government agency. He also has chosen his transition co-chair, Howard Lutnick, to be Commerce Secretary. Lutnick, who was said to be in the running for Treasury Secretary, is a billionaire who heads the brokerage and investment bank Cantor Fitzgerald. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Los Angeles is on its way to becoming a sanctuary city. In the first of two votes, the city council approved the statute, and Mayor Karen Bass says that she supports it. On Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, the NASDAQ is off 110 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-298-9534. That's 800-298-9534. 800-298-9534.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Annapolis Police Department will be holding a drive-through gun turn-in event this weekend. Police say the public can turn in their guns, no questions asked, as a way to get rid of guns they no longer want or need in their homes. Police say to place the unloaded gun in the trunk of your vehicle and drive to 199 Taylor Avenue between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday and pop the trunk so officers can remove the firearms. The gun turn-in is completely anonymous. City police are investigating a deadly two-vehicle crash in northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to West Northern Parkway and Liberty Heights Avenue shortly before 9:30 Tuesday night and found a person who was dead at the scene after being thrown from one of the vehicles. A 41-year-old woman and a 13-year-old girl were hurt in the crash, and they were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
If you're a gun owner, protecting your firearms and staying compliant with state and federal laws is crucial. I'm Melissa Patty, managing partner of Stouffer Legal. We have more than a decade of expertise in helping Maryland gun owners navigate the complexities of the National Firearms Act. From handguns to automatic rifles, suppressors, and SBRs, our team ensures your Class 3 items are secure and compliant. Stouffer Legal can guide you through the process of establishing a trust to protect and share your federally regulated firearms with friends and family, ensuring they stay out of public probate. Visit StoufferLegal.com or call us at 410-291-PLAN now to schedule your free consultation where we will assess your needs and guide you in establishing your family gun trust. Don't wait. Secure your firearms and peace of mind today with Stouffer Legal. That's StoufferLegal.com or 410-291-PLAN.
Sports. A lot to clean up for the Ravens as they put the Steelers in the rearview mirror and look ahead to Monday night. Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert, and the L.A. Chargers. Penalties, turnovers, and drop passes. You name it, the Ravens do it, and John Harbaugh's got to fix it.
Yeah, it's across the board. It's everything. I mean, the buck stops here. Harry Truman, right? It stops with me. So it's my job to make sure that we're doing the things that we got to do from a coaching standpoint, from a drill standpoint, from an emphasis standpoint, technique standpoint, and making sure guys understand that, you know, it's not okay. It's not acceptable.
Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander officially refusing the Orioles qualifying offers yesterday. Meanwhile, GM Mike Elias telling reporters that Jorge Mateo is expected to have a very full, if not a 162 game, then something close to that, season. This in the aftermath of the UCL injury last August, the impression being Mateo in their plans for 25 at $3.2 million salary. NBA, Russell Westbrook becomes the first player in NBA history to record 200 triple-doubles in a career. College Park last night, Maryland emptied the bench early and often, prompting head coach Kevin Willard to say this after the game.
I think I made a big mistake the other night not playing the bench more. You know, I thought down the stretch we weren't able to get stops against Marquette because I just kept guys out there too long.
Canisius never got off the bus. 108-37, the final, second largest margin of victory in Maryland basketball history. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
There is rain on the way, some cooler weather as well, a few showers, but that's it for this afternoon. 64 the high. Showers and storms overnight. Tomorrow's dry, only 52 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 60 degrees in Bel Air, 61 in Halethorpe, and 60 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Gosh, we've been talking about a lot of different topics, both locally and nationally, so I've got to ask you, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? Yeah, I had to go back here because I wanted to make sure I did not get this wrong. I got two text messages that said that they believe Speaker Mike Johnson asked Matt Gaetz to step down to fill his vacancy. And I just wanted to go back. And this is from CNBC. And he said that I just want to make sure I didn't get this wrong. But it says that House Speaker Mike Johnson said Sunday that the House Ethics Committee's probe into Matt Gaetz would open a Pandora's box if it was to be released, because he is now resigned from Congress and that would make him a private citizen. And according to Speaker Johnson, he believed the Ethics Committee's report was still in a rough draft. Now, they're saying it was an abrupt resignation from Gaetz. And it doesn't state that Johnson asked him, because I know the texts are saying that they believe Johnson asked Gaetz to resign. I don't see that, but if you have it, feel free to send in the text line, because I don't want to get that wrong. From my understanding, Matt Gaetz just decided to step down, and that he said so that the seat could be filled, the vacancy could be filled immediately. But like I said earlier, you don't have to step down for that. So I think that also raised a lot of questions. And look, it was going to. That's a red flag. That's a red flag. If you've done nothing wrong and there's nothing there, you wouldn't abruptly resign before the Ethics Committee could finish their report and then go and take this AG position. That doesn't look good at all. And nobody can deny that. That doesn't look good. I did want to move over to the war in Ukraine and what's been going on there. Now, apparently, Putin has been talking every single day, because when I actually put this in the show plan, it was yesterday. And I was writing in, and I was like, wow, you know, this has really escalated. And from my understanding, President Joe Biden has been really helping out with President Zelensky. And then they decided to fire all these missiles into Russia. And apparently Joe Biden was like, yeah, go for it. And this is after Putin told them, don't you dare escalate it, because I'm, you know, if you go low, I'll go even lower, basically is what Putin said. And now Putin said, as of this morning, that he is willing to sit down with President Trump and discuss further. But before that comment this morning, I was watching a little bit of Glenn Beck yesterday. And I was trying to gain more of an understanding on how we could possibly discuss peace, you know, alongside Ukraine with Russia and get out of this somehow. Because the last thing we want is for this to happen and then we end up in World War III, which a lot of people are already talking about, because now you've got China watching what's going on. You've got North Korea that wants to get involved. There's a lot going on. And for those that, you know, do support President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I'll tell you what, they got us right into this mess. They put our hands right in this. And you cannot deny that. And now we are billions of dollars in. And Russia knows how much we supported them. They know those are our missiles being shot over there. This is dangerous beyond belief. And so if we're talking about, you know, a wide open southern border, we've got all this national security threat, and now you've got even more. This escalated even further. And this is after, of course, Democrats, they're like, oh, we lost. It almost looks petty in a way. we lost, President Trump's taken over, and now I'm going to make President Trump's life hell as soon as he steps in, right? What a great way to get him to not focus on immigration when he has to focus on keep being Putin at bay, right? I mean, just think about it. This is a disaster. This is a nightmare. I do believe this Biden-Harris administration set us back almost centuries with the way that they have done all of what they've done. I mean, we've got literally zero national security. The amount of people we have coming across the border, we can't sustain it. Then you had the defund the police movement even right before that. We don't even have enough patrol, those on patrol. We've got all this stuff going on. The whole thing is a mess. It's like on fire. Then we depleted the oil reserves. They didn't want to be energy independent. They said shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Like every decision that they made has taken us back decades. And that's why it was so bizarre to me to see so many people support them. Support them. And then they'll say, well, Trump, you know, January 6th. Or, you know, there was one time he had locker room talk where he said, grab him by the you-know-what. Like, are you watching what's going on? Record high inflation? Look at the housing market if you want to look at it. You know what? I don't want to get off on another tangent because it really just upsets me. But I did want you to hear what Glenn Beck had to say about what's going on between Ukraine and Russia. Take a listen.
Last night, after, what, a day ago, 2 days ago, we finally heard that the president had given Ukraine the go-ahead to use these U.S. long-range missiles at Russia. Ukrainian troops launched an attack against a Russian border region with six U.S. long-range missiles. This comes after, again, Putin approved the updated doctrine lowering the threshold for the use of nuclear weapons. How many times has this guy given us a red line and said, don't cross this or it will be World War III? And we've crossed it every single time. For a man who's backed in the corner, a man who is a bloodthirsty killer, you don't keep backing him into a corner. Or what happens? Eventually, he says, I'll have absolutely no credibility, and his people who have just been bombed with U.S. missiles, which he just said 2 days ago, will be an act of war, has got to say, you know what? The worst thing I can do is not act because I'll lose all credibility in my own country and throughout the rest of the world. We have entered a moment of madness. What Joe Biden did is impeachable. Who launches 62 days before you're out of the office? Who starts World War III? By the way, there's a couple of other things you should know. This isn't the only thing going on. There's been a couple of other things. First of all, they cut some telecommunication cables. Who? We don't know, but we suspect the Chinese. The Chinese ship Yi Pang is the main suspect in an investigation now on who cut two undersea telecom cables between Finland and Germany. Why would you cut cables between Finland and Germany? Well, if you're going to restore the Soviet Empire, Finland was part of that Soviet Empire. They've been the ones saying, please stop all this madness. That was cut. Oh, also, the telecommunications lines between Sweden and Lithuania. Sweden was an allied. Lithuania was an axis. Lithuania was under Soviet rule as well. The ship sailed right over the cables when they were cut 8 a.m. on Sunday and 2 a.m. on Monday. Gang, things could be different by lunchtime. Pray for your country. Pray that Vladimir Putin does not strike a NATO country, even with a conventional bomb. Pray that this madman will listen to Donald Trump and realize this is over in 62 days. But then again, the guy wants to collapse the United States of America. As I told you, if Trump wins, one of the things I'm very worried about is terrorism and war. That the left is so insane that they have this, if I can't have you, no one will.
that they've been backed into a corner. They have everything riding on it. They've got to bring it down before Trump gets in. It was the worst case scenario. Pray the bloodthirsty madman in Russia is more sensible than this senile old bastard in the White House.
That was Glenn Beck putting it so beautifully. I could not do it any better. But that's kind of where we are with things. And you know what? I guess this is why I'm also frustrated that the number one story right now is Matt Gaetz. The number two story is the bathrooms at the Capitol. This is down at number three. Okay, and then you have immigration. Now, NBC News reported this 32 minutes ago. It says Russian President Vladimir Putin's broadened nuclear doctrine appeared to be a thinly veiled threat to the United States and its allies over their ramped up support for Ukraine. Now, Ukraine saying they're not rattled by it. You know, the updated document includes a change that allows for Moscow to launch a nuclear strike if attacked by a non-nuclear country such as Ukraine that is supported by a nuclear state such as the U.S. It was formally approved the same day that Kyiv used its first U.S.-supplied long-range missiles against Russia. The whole thing is a nightmare. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told NBC News that he saw no indication that Moscow is eminently intent on using nuclear weapons. Thank you, Lloyd. I'm glad you're back to work as well. I mean, you remember that? Remember he was out of work? Nobody knew about it? Gosh, this administration has been a nightmare. So, yes, are we all praying that Vladimir Putin knows he's now at it? 61 days? Please, please, sir. Please. You can talk to Trump at any time. He said his phone is open. Trump did say that. Trump said, I can talk to Putin anytime. I don't have to be sworn in. I'm ready. That's what he said. I don't know how well that's going to go over. But you know what? We're at a point now where it's like we're so far in so many different directions in a nightmare. It's just like, at this point, just send Freddy Krueger out, okay? Just like that's how I feel. That is how I feel at this point. I hope we wake up from this nightmare. Now, Trey Yingst, he is a Fox News contributor and a darn good one. I don't know how he has time for all that he does. I even sent him a message one day. I'm like, you know, the fact that you don't have a family and kids, I mean, I guess that's how you're able to do all this stuff, because he has been on top of it. He was on top of it in Afghanistan. He's on top of it in Israel, and he's also on top of it in Ukraine. Well, Trey Yingst got a sit-down interview with Vladimir Zelensky. Almost said Putin. Vladimir Zelensky over there in Ukraine, and I want you to take a listen to what he had to say as far as the money coming from the U.S.
I want to ask you about some comments you made regarding possible negotiations last week. You said the U.S. can't force you to sit at the negotiating table. What if the U.S. government cuts military funding to Ukraine?
If they will cut, I think we will lose. Of course, anyway, we will stay, we will fight. We have our production, but it's not enough to prevail. And I think it's not enough to survive. But it will be, if such choice will be American choice, so we will decide what we will have to do.
As President Volodymyr Zelensky lays out his case for more weapons and air defense, tonight air raid sirens were sounding across the Ukrainian capital as Russia launched new attacks.
And so that's Zelensky on the case, right? He's saying, look, if you guys don't send any more money, we'll figure it out at that point in time. What do you mean? You don't have a plan? It doesn't even sound like he wants to negotiate, right? If you're listening to that, does it sound like he wants to come to the table and start peace negotiations? It doesn't sound like it at all. It sounds like he's more concerned about the money factor. And I think that's where all of this concern has been since day one. We have sent billions to Ukraine. We don't have this money to send, right? But we've sent it over. We've sent over missiles. We've sent over all kind of weapons. Why on earth is he not talking more about coming to terms with Putin? Why aren't we doing any of this? We learned from Kamala Harris when she sat down with Dana Bash with the CNN right before she had that debate with President Trump. She sat down. Was it before or after? Where she had Mike Waltz actually sitting right next to her. Gosh, it was so close together. Well, she sat down and she admitted at that time that she had gone back and forth to Ukraine to facilitate peace talks. This is what she told Dana Bash. They're sitting there, you know, on CNN. And so, of course, Dana was like, well, what became of that? And she was like, oh, we couldn't really get anything done. Right? But that was her thing. She was like, you know, well, nothing as of yet. So you went back and forth. She said over five times. And every single time you brought your checkbook, but nobody started talking about what we could do to find some peace here. It's frustrating. And it's not that I have anything against Ukraine, right? I mean, you guys know, last name Klasik, Ukrainian. Married a Ukrainian. Nothing against Ukraine. I don't understand why we are taking this the way that we are. And at the same time, here we are praying. We are hoping to God that Putin doesn't do anything and that he sits down with President Trump. That's what we're doing. All right, when we get back, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680. Again, 410-922-6680. It's just very troubling to me, and I feel like we're going to end up spending even more money. As far as I know, I think Joe Biden did just approve $250 million to send over there recently. This is costing us a lot of money in a war that we are supposedly not even involved in, according to Joe Biden and others. But if you want to weigh in on this, you can. And after we talk about this, I would love to talk about what's been going on at the state of Maryland, especially when it comes to Governor Wes Moore and how much he's spending on consulting firms.
Do you have a pet? Did you know that pet ownership has estate planning consequences? Think about it. If you become unable to care for yourself, who's going to care for your pet? And if you die, who will become the owner of your pet? Does that person know your wishes? Will there be a dispute because you didn't make your desires known? And what if your pet should bite a person or someone else's animal? Did you know that your homeowner's insurance may not cover the cost of injuries caused by your pet? Stouffer Legal understands the risks and challenges of pet ownership as it relates to your wealth, and they can help you plan to protect your pets, your stuff, and the ones you love. Learn how you can be Stouffer Legal safe at PlanBaltimore.com. View their online estate planning webinar to learn if your estate plan is all set. And if it's not, request a free estate planning review with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Protect your pets, your human family, and your stuff. Visit PlanBaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer Legal safe.
What's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
About Ukraine, and Russia and what's been going on over there in Ukraine. A text message here says Trump knows how to isolate Russia economically. Putin knows it. Marty asked, did you know that we're still importing Russian oil? I know, that's another piece, right? It's like, I feel helpless in all of this. We're depending on a senile old man to get us out of it. I got Elliot and Towson. Elliot, you want to weigh in?
Yes, I would. I voted for you.
Thank you.
Sorry, it didn't work out. I want to talk to you about, please, Ukraine. Look at this for a minute from Putin's point of view. One of the stupidest things that was ever done was to make the Eastern Bloc countries, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, part of NATO, and Estonia and Latvia. When Putin looks at that, he sees himself being surrounded. And Ukraine's getting into NATO was the last straw. We were dangling that to them. This is no different than when the Russians put missiles in Cuba and surrounded us. It's no different than when in 1917 the Germans tried to make an ally of Mexico and invade the United States and give back Arizona. This was the last straw of dangling Ukraine membership in NATO after that stupid foreign policy thing. That's right up there with Gulf of Tonkin and WMDs, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, Elliot, do you think that Putin will possibly wait to sit down and talk to Trump?
I hope so. I hope so. But I don't want any more money going to him, and Biden is a disaster, and we've got 60 days, and I just hope things settle down enough for Trump to weigh in on it and possibly solve it. But I can understand Putin's point of view on this. I mean, we're surrounding his country with, from his point of view, enemy countries, and he acted.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Elliot, so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Let's just all hope and pray that he'll wait. As far as sending more money to Ukraine, you know, that was my big sticking point on my platform running for Congress. I didn't want to send money to anyone. My opponent was victorious, and he is just fine with sending more money to Ukraine. Also, as far as this administration we currently have in a disaster, Bill Mulligan, I always mess that up, from Fox News, he posted this yesterday. He says, per U.S. officials, there are currently 1.4 million illegal immigrants in the U.S. who have been ordered deported by a DOJ immigration judge but haven't been removed. I'm told approximately 13,000 of them are being held in ICE custody. Now, this population of 1.4 million illegal immigrants have final orders of removal, meaning they had their immigration cases heard, received their due process, and have been ordered removed by the U.S. by a DOJ federal immigration judge. A fraction of them may still have appeal options available to them and may not be removable just yet. Now, with only 13,000 in federal ICE custody, we are potentially looking at a lot of people roaming the country who are in the U.S. illegally and have been ordered removed. It's impossible to know how many of them may be in state or local custody. This population of 1.4 million with final orders of removal stretches back many years across multiple administrations. It is constantly changing as some are added and some are removed. 1.4 million is the snapshot of where we are just right now. Again, that was Bill with Fox News. And that's another piece of this, right? And we know Maryland, being the sanctuary state that it is, even though many of us probably don't want it to be, there is probably no possible way to know exactly where all those 13,000 or even the 1.4 million are and whether or not they are in custody. Because remember, they don't actually report that here because Attorney General Anthony Brown believes that is discrimination and it is against their rights. Now, why does a non-American citizen have American rights? I can't explain that to you. I wish AG Anthony Brown would come on the show and explain that to me, right? Why do they have rights? So, you know, that's kind of where we are with this. So you've got Ukraine and Russia, and then this nightmare of illegal immigration situation. And, of course, Tom Homan, President Trump, and Kristi Noem, who will hopefully be the Secretary of Homeland Security, they want to go after all of these individuals. But I don't know how easy that's going to be. And as you can hear, there is an extremely large number. And when you have those many people facing deportation, and they decide that they want to hide out, what do they do? How desperate do they get? Keep all of that in mind. Also, the Haitian migrants in Ohio that we talked about before, eating the dogs, eating the cats. They are self-deporting, believe it or not. Yes, the Haitians are like, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and go. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Governor Wes Moore and this consulting firm that's costing us, the taxpayers, $200,000.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. This just in from Athens, Georgia. An illegal immigrant from Venezuela has been convicted of murder in the killing of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. 26-year-old Jose Ibarra had faced murder and numerous other charges in connection with the 22-year-old woman's death in February. The guilty verdict reached a short time ago by Athens Clark County Superior Court Judge H. Patrick Haggard. This was a bench trial. Ibarra had waived his right to a trial by jury. The U.S. vetoing a U.N. resolution calling for an immediate Gaza ceasefire. The U.S. voted down the resolution because it failed to link the truce to the release of all hostages still being held by Hamas. The Pacific Northwest is taking a pounding from a powerful storm, the bomb cyclone generating gale force winds along with flooding rains. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
If you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. And that is not in the cards right now for the Ravens. They lost to the Chiefs in the opener, and now the Steelers. Marlon Humphrey didn't quite realize the depth of it all.
I did not realize it was 8 of the last 9. Yeah, I mean, I think it's clear, you know, we've really struggled against them over the years.
And what about Lamar? Now 1-4 against the Steelers, 1-4 against the Chiefs, 2-8 overall. Maryland played the Little Sisters of the Poor last night in College Park, otherwise known as the Canisius Griffins.
Reese to Miguel into the paint, the nice finish, and the foul.
Big Ten Plus with the call, Selton Miguel with 15. Julian Reese led the way with 20. 108-37 the final, the second largest margin of victory in Terps basketball history. College football news, Biff Poggi, the former Gilman and St. Francis High School coach, has been fired as head coach of Charlotte University. Poggi was 6-16 in 2 seasons there. Before that, he was an assistant to Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. And finally, the national signing period for NCAA men's and women's lacrosse is underway, and some prominent Baltimore area lacrosse players have committed. Johns Hopkins University inks Nick Kaufman, a long stick midfielder from St. Mary's, and Jack Webb, the goalkeeper for Loyola Blakefield. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
We've got rain on the way. The bulk of the wet weather overnight. And tomorrow, that's when the cold air shows up. Today, partly cloudy, few showers, and a mild afternoon. 64 the high. Showers and thunderstorms widespread overnight. Tomorrow's dry with some sunshine, 52 tomorrow. Friday's even cooler. Scattered showers in 48 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Why are people saying, "Hugh yeah," to Jackson Hewitt? When you switch to Jackson Hewitt, they will beat what you paid last year on tax prep, even if you filed online. Proof of prior last year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is Drew Tignanelli of Money, Riches, and Wealth. Each Wednesday night at 6 p.m., I interview a guest on personal finances to help educate you. Listen Wednesday night at 6 p.m. to Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, so far I think we've had a great show. I appreciate everybody that calls in. And I appreciate everybody that texts in as well on the text line. Don't forget, download that WCBM app. It's free in the App Store. You can text right through that app. It makes it so easy to listen to the show as well. You know, I got a text here from a friend of mine, Mitch. Mitch says, "Cam, let's just play devil's advocate here. If Matt is really innocent, maybe he resigned immediately to attempt to avoid a public hanging. In today's climate, a damaging narrative will still travel much further than the truth, and the other side would try to destroy him, whether he's innocent or not. Mitch, I agree with that, and that's why I always go back to my situation, right? I mean, I don't think it was a secret that me and Candace Owens had this huge fight and this huge blowout over something extremely stupid. But her whole thing was she wanted to take me down, right? She looked at me as competition. How dare there be another black conservative and she get any attention from President Trump or others? And so, you know, the big catalyst there was I spoke at the RNC convention and she did not. Meanwhile, behind the scenes there, I wasn't even pushing for the RNC convention spot. It was her friend, Charlie Kirk, that got me on there. He was the one that pushed it when he was with Trump. So I understand there are people out there that will try to smear you to the high heavens because it is something that benefits them. And yeah, Matt Gaetz probably most likely is innocent in all this. Is there other stuff that might have happened? Sure. Does that mean it's illegal? Possibly not, right? Because think about it. If it's not illegal, what can you really say about it? If it's not illegal, what can you really say? And people are still going to take it. I, you know, along those lines there, Mitch, thank you for putting that in there. The Daily Mail posted something, it looks like about 10 hours ago, on Sean Duffy. Now, Sean Duffy, remember, he's been tapped as well by President Trump to lead the Transportation Department. And here's what they put out just 10 hours ago. Hard partying sex life of former MTV reality star Sean Duffy resurfaces after Trump nominates him to cabinet as Transportation Secretary. So they're going to go all the way back to when he was a reality star on The Real World. And they're going to pull from that. Now, meanwhile, those reality shows, they expect you to do the most because that's what gets ratings. That's what's so entertaining. So who even knows, you know, here they are pulling clips from the reality show. Who even knows which part of that is reality and which part is scripted? They don't know. But this is what they do. They throw all of these things out here because they have their own agenda. And a lot of times when you're a quote-unquote public figure, there's nothing you can do about it. Speaking of appointments, I don't know if you guys saw, Dr. Oz has been tapped to lead Medicaid agency that's here in Woodlawn, Maryland. I'm not excited about it. That's basically personal there. I don't really like Dr. Oz personally. I just want to make sure you know about it. Linda McMahon, she's been tapped to lead the Secretary of EDU. Yeah, I thought we were getting rid of the education department. I guess we can't get rid of it just yet. I don't know. I just want to make sure you know. Linda McMahon, Dr. Oz, they've been tapped by President Trump as well. And I guess what he's trying to show here is that, look, I'm going to tap everyday people who I believe are not compromised. They are not politicians. And, you know, they aren't the bureaucrats that's making all these decisions down there that we don't like. And you know what? If he stays along those lines, I'm fine with it. I'm absolutely fine with it. Also, good news in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court orders illegal ballots to be thrown out. RNC Chairman Michael Watley is calling for charges against those that were okay with counting those illegal ballots. I'm here for it. Thank you, Michael Watley, for doing so. See, these are things that I don't think Ronna McDaniel, the former chair of RNC, I don't think she would have done it. I don't think she would have done it. I think she would have been like, oh, well, this is... You know how she was last time around. So, again, I'm so glad Ronna's no longer there. Really glad about that, believe it or not. You probably heard during the break there, breaking news, the murderer of Lake and Riley was found guilty. And, of course, he was connected to a Venezuelan gang. If you notice, there are a lot of people connected to this Venezuelan gang that have been in our country and in a lot of trouble lately, all across the country, not even certain areas. And, again, we were told that the humanitarian flight that Lake and Riley murder was on was funded by we, the taxpayers, because it was through the Biden-Harris administration. I can't stress enough. How many problems we have in this country because of the administration we currently have. And if you decided to vote for those individuals and you voted for them again, I got to look at you, you know, with one eye, my eyebrow completely up and raised. Like, what in the world is wrong with you? I would think that you would have mental issues at that point. I really do. It makes no sense whatsoever. They have put us in harm's way beyond belief. I don't think I've ever witnessed anything like this in my lifetime. So that's where we are with that. Also, Georgia court cancels Trump appeal hearing. We'll keep our eyes on that. That was with Fannie Willis. You know what? I saw a comment that was saying, it was by a black woman. She posted it. She said, you know what was so crazy about Fannie Willis? She put her personal needs and the affair she was having with a man over her job. And this woman said, I'm actually a supporter of Fannie Willis, but she deserves to be taken off this case and this case to be thrown out with her unprofessionalism. I agree with that. Like, you put that over, you know, President Trump, who you swore when you got into office, Fannie Willis, you swore you were going to take him down, but Nathan Wade came before that. That's a self-esteem issue, to be honest. All right, I do want to move over to Governor Wes Moore. Governor Wes Moore did hire a very expensive consulting firm. $190,000. Now, is it Governor Wes Moore's $190,000? No, even though he's got some pretty pennies in the bank, from my understanding. He made a lot of money at the Robin Hood Foundation, but that's not where the money's coming from. Unfortunately, he's using our tax dollars on his consulting firm. And this is one of the best consulting firms in the country. Okay? Now, why do we need such a consulting firm? Because according to Governor Wes Moore, this is with the Baltimore Sun, he hired this consulting firm to prepare for Donald Trump. Yes, he's using your tax dollars to prepare for Donald Trump. Now, as somebody that voted for Donald Trump, I would love to know, Wes Moore, why you're using my money here. Here's what they have in the Baltimore Sun. It says Governor Wes Moore's administration has hired one of the world's largest consulting and technology firms to help prepare for the cascading effects President-elect Donald Trump's new administration could have on the state. Could. Not saying that it will. Could have on the state. The short-term contract with Accenture, that's the name of the group, which did not go through the state's typical procurement process, will cost us $190,000. Aims to examine how Trump's platform and campaign proposals might impact all kinds of programs and funding. It will offer risk assessments with options for how the state could respond. And this is all according to the agreement that the Baltimore Sun was able to get their hands on. Now, much is at stake for Maryland under the new administration, from major infrastructure projects to the state's sizable federal workforce. That's the workforce, I tell you. That's why we most likely won't see a Republican anytime soon in office, that federal workforce. The consultants are charged with analyzing how Trump, his supporters, that means me, possibly you, and the incoming Republican majorities about the House and the Senate could make their mark. Are we really using our tax dollars to fight ourselves? I hate it here. I really do. I hate it. Now, of course, President Joe Biden has come forward and said that he is requesting Congress to fully fund the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Look, that's a whole separate issue. Obviously, a lot of us are impacted by the Key Bridge, but that's not why the consulting firm was hired. It wasn't hired because they're trying to figure out how to get, you know, money from the insurance company for the cargo ship. That's not why they were hired. I've got Alan Woodlawn. Hey, Al, how are you?
Hey, Kim, how you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Look, I've taken your call where you don't have to hurry. You've got all this time.
Okay. See, I just wanted to say, I can't believe that the governor of this state is pushing back so hard against Donald Trump, you know, because he happened to win. I mean, you think he would be acting, I mean, it's okay to be that way behind closed doors, but somewhere down the line, the state may need a few bucks, you know, the next the 3 or 4 years while he's in office. You know?
Right.
He's not making any friends.
Not at all. And what's so crazy about it, instead of working against it, because even notes here, Al, against his supporters, against the Republican majority. Now, Governor Wes Moore, all the way till, you know, not even a few years ago, he himself was a Republican. He worked for Condoleezza Rice, and he's friends with Armstrong Williams. You think he would tap to that and try to make, you know, a little more inroads and so he could be on both sides of the aisle?
Yeah, exactly. You know, try to compromise a little bit. Even put on a more graceful front, you know?
Yeah.
But Kim, look, I ain't going to hold you up. But look, I know Thanksgiving next week, so just let me know what I need to bring to your place, you know?
Yeah.
Let me know what I need to bring. I know you don't consume alcohol, so I'll bring some Shirley Temple mix for you, you know?
Thanks, but you got to bring the turkey and everything else because I can't cook either, so... Yes.
you want me to bring a turkey? How about Wes Moore?
Yeah,
I'll bring him.
That'll be great.
Hey, look, Kim, one drawback. I'm glad you're back on the air, but one thing I gotta, you know, just say about this traffic situation. Now that you're back at CBM, it's always a traffic jam on Fridays when the Brink truck comes with your paycheck.
Yeah, so, oh, yeah, that's what is going on there. Yes, that's exactly what's happening. Well, thank you, Al. All right. I appreciate you.
Take it easy. Be safe.
Thank you. You too. Right. Thank you. But, you know, Al is so correct there. Look, Governor Westmore, By just hiring this consulting firm, he is basically signaling to Trump and anybody else on Capitol Hill that he's not willing to play ball. It's the same thing with the mayor of Boston has done. I believe Katie Hobbs has now changed her position a bit. She's now saying, oh, well, maybe I should work with the president, you know. But that's what he's doing. He's signaling to the president that Maryland's not going to play ball with you. And then having Joe Biden step forward and asking Congress for 100% of the bridge funding. You know, Governor Moore, Andy Harris, Congressman Andy Harris is here in the state of Maryland. Have you reached out to him at all? Because believe it or not, he does know President Trump. And he probably could try to help with some of this funding. But this is crazy. This is how partisan our governor is. He doesn't care. He doesn't want it to look like he is friendly with President Trump or others. And so he's willing to play politics over lives. The same thing that I accuse Mayor Brandon Scott of doing all the time. Now, what I would like to say is, Governor Moore, you could focus on other things. You could. We've got a juvenile crime crisis all across the state. I don't see you jumping to any of that. Just so you guys know how bad it is and what Governor Moore could respond to, I want you to take a listen to what's been going on as the chaos of juveniles continues in Baltimore City. Because I also want to mention how much has been going out of the youth fund. These are all things that Governor Moore could oversee. And actually pay attention to if he really wanted to. He came to Baltimore to feed, 7,000 hungry people? Do you think he tried to understand why 7,000 people were absolutely hungry and in line? Of course not. Take a listen.
We've also seen a string of juvenile carjackings within the past week. At least four teens charged in three incidents across Baltimore, including Saturday night, when police say a 15-year-old ran into a pedestrian while trying to evade police after an armed carjacking. And this afternoon, another incident involving a 13-year-old. Fox 45's Keith Daniels joins us live with these cases that are fueling frustration for some in the community. Keith.
Well, Kai and Maxine, we've heard some people call it the wash, rinse, repeat process when talking about juvenile offenders. Some of them are arrested. They're taken to juvenile services, then put back on the streets. The crimes continue, and tonight, so does the frustration.
In Baltimore City, one after the other. Police on X tweeting a string of recent incidents. The focal point, juveniles who've been arrested in connection with crimes, many of them involving guns. One of the latest, a 13-year-old boy arrested in West Baltimore for carrying a loaded handgun. BBD posting a photo of the confiscated weapon and news of the arrest on X Monday. Police say Western District Action Team officers were working an investigation on Pennsylvania Avenue near Lawrence Street Saturday night when they spotted the boy with the gun. A young offender who, according to police, had already been arrested for robbery three times.
Now, we have all of these things going on. And for me, the juvenile issue is a huge issue, right? These are supposedly our future leaders, right? I mean, that's who these people are. And not to say that they're going to grow up to be any of our future leaders, but, you know, to hear that so many juveniles are involved in criminal activity, we were able to go into the whistleblower story just yesterday, posted by Gary Collins at Fox 45. The whistleblower alleges that they're not being rehabilitated in these rehab centers at all. She's claiming that there's drugs, right? There's phones, there's illegal activity, there's possibly sexual relations between staff and some of the youth that are there. This is all alleged, right? But think about that. If you saw this as the governor, and just so you guys know, I played this here for a very good reason. Whenever I talk about Governor Westmore, there's people at the governor's office that happen to listen to the show. And then they tweet about it. So I hope you heard that. Down there in Annapolis, yes, we have a juvenile crime crisis in the state of Maryland. I would love for you to get on top of it. So would a lot of other constituents of yours. This is an issue. Now, when we come back, I want to tell you, I just want to let you in on how much money is going towards these youth that we're supposedly rehabilitating. Because remember, there's the DJS service facilities, right, where they're detained. And then there are these nonprofits that are getting all this money, right, whether it's state or federal tax dollars, to help the youth that are outside of these detainment centers. How much money do you think is going towards the youth that are not detained but are supposed to be rehabilitated? I want you to take a guess, because when we get back, I'll give that money to, or that number to you.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough due to high inflation, interest rates spiraling out of control, high prices on groceries, utility, medical costs, and insurance skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight onto their spending. Hi, this is Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements. I fully understand the situation, but I've got good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling because there's some necessary work that must be done first, AES is here to help you through some of the most difficult times. Right now, AES Builders and Home Improvement is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or how small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. We also give you the lowest possible price without cutting corners. Call us today, 1-800-787-SAVE, or online at aeshome.us.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Jesus promised us in his word that the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. Not that that has stopped the devil and his minions from trying. From the killing fields in Cambodia to the gulags in the Soviet Union, from the re-education system in China to the Muslim extremists in the Middle East, from the wickedness of Planned Parenthood to the evil of drag queen story hour, the attacks continue to come against the body of Christ. But the church, which is called to be salt and light in this evil world, has preserved the culture in the midst of debauchery and despair. It's been a beacon of hope through the faithfulness of its members. Whether it was Wilberforce or Mueller, Bonhoeffer or William Booth, God's people have taken a stand against evil. And now, in the 21st century, we continue to look for righteous people in the land whom God would use to stem the tide of turpitude until Jesus returns. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
The Rob Carson Show.
Just look at how small California is compared to the rest of the world. Everything they're doing for climate change is a waste of time and money. That's what they need to realize. Thus far, we spent trillions of dollars on climate change, and thus far, things have only supposedly gotten worse. Why are we spending our money if it's not working? That's generally how it goes. Right? Right. Because it was all a scam to begin with.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
All right, we're talking about Governor Westmore and the fact that he spent $200,000 taxpayer dollars on a consulting firm to prepare for President Trump and what Republicans might do in Congress. Yet we've got a juvenile crime crisis. We've got all kinds of issues. And even our elderly are being attacked and targeted. Yet Governor Westmore is nowhere on that, but he's paying attention to President Trump. Does he know that he's the governor of the state and that he's not on the federal level? You know what? Maybe I should make a phone call to his office. Like, I just want to make sure you're... No, we should be your focus here. No, it's us. Well, I wanted to tell you how much money some of these nonprofits are making here while not rehabilitating some of these kids. The story here, the headline is, Baltimore taxpayers send millions to a youth fund. How much actually makes it to the kids? That's always the question, isn't it? Well, the primary purpose of the Baltimore City Youth Fund is to distribute grants to youth-oriented nonprofits throughout Baltimore. Now, this is the same youth fund where I was offered money, by the way. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. I didn't work with youth. I only worked with people over the age of 18. That's why I said, that's not for me. But a Spotlight on Maryland review of the Baltimore City Youth Fund's IRS filings found many of the taxpayer dollars provided to the fund are not further distributed as grants. In fiscal year 2022, Baltimore City provided $14.8 million to the Baltimore City Youth Fund. Of that total, just 62% was used for grants. The remaining 38%, which comes out to be about $5.6 million, went toward administrative expenses, salaries, and management fees. That figure also includes hundreds of thousands of dollars for accounting, benefits, IT, travel, and legal costs. Now, if you're working with the Baltimore City Youth, where are you traveling? I hope they're talking about in-state traveling. I hope they don't talk about anywhere else. Because remember former state attorney Marilyn Mosby? Remember she was traveling to Kenya and all these other places? And she said she had to go to Africa at a spa in Virginia to better understand how to be a state's attorney. I mean, it was laughable, yet you had so many people on Baltimore City Council, including the mayor, that they weren't laughing when they were asked about it. I mean, I don't know how some of these reporters keep a straight face, but I would have to laugh. I would have to laugh. A significant portion of that $5.6 million went toward program service expenses for management. Program service expenses include payments for any activities that further the organization's tax-exempt purposes, whatever the heck that means. So a lot of this money that's supposed to rehab some of these kids that are not detained by DJS, remember, a lot of that's going to salaries and administrative costs. It's not really going towards the kids. And so I look at this situation and I say, honestly, you've got black Baltimore City kids being used by black elites. That's what it comes down to. And then they'll cry racism. They'll say President Trump is the problem. Republicans are the problem. No, these are black Democrats that have decided to pad their pockets with taxpayer dollars that's supposed to go towards fixing the situation with black Baltimore City kids. It just doesn't make it there. The same thing we saw during the Freddie Gray, they call it uprising, I still call it riots. You had billions of dollars come in from all over the country because President Barack Obama approved this money, handed it over to the late Congressman Elijah Cummings to fix the situation in West Baltimore. Have you been in West Baltimore recently? It's a hot mess. And it is going to remain a hot mess until the people that are in office, like Mayor Brandon Scott and other Democrats, that feel as though that they don't have to continue using those living in poverty, using those living in West Baltimore, using those that are basically being failed by the school system in Baltimore City. They're not going to stop using these individuals. The drug crisis, they use that to their advantage. They use those that are using, right? They don't want them to really be rehabilitated. They're job security. And that's where we are with things. And so when you think about Baltimore City and you think about Governor Wes Moore and where his attention lies, the next time you see him, tell him to direct his attention to the Baltimore region and to the kids that are supposedly our future. Sad, sad state of affairs. All right, coming back tomorrow. Of course, there's a lot more going on. We'll probably dig further into the Lake and Riley case. Love to see the details on that trial. But hopefully, everybody has a productive day. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is